And if you want to have loads of facelifts and dye your hair and do whatever. Oh, John Holmes just walked in.
Can that be a coincidence?
No, you don't dye your hair, do you?
I don't dye my hair, no.
No, is it? No. All natural?
Yeah, but what's left of it? Yeah, certainly.
Well, that happens. I mean, yeah.
You either go grey or it falls out, right? So, you know.
Or both.
Do? Or in your case, yeah.
In my case, yeah. Both. Yeah.
No, I haven't, yeah. I haven't gone down the dyeing my hair route, no.
No, I haven't. No, you can always tell, can't you?
Close up, you certainly can. Absolutely, yes. Right, yeah. And so there's no point in doing it. Also, all the people, you know, like your Clooney's and the, so who get, yes, the, not Clooney, what's his name? Rooney. The other one, who get the head weavy thing.
Oh, you can
go,
tell.
Well,
that
we just know. So what's the point? I don't.
And it's like people who have a lot of sort of work done. You know that they've had a lot of work done.
Yeah.
And after a while, it looks really. It looks like you've anyway, it's really ropey. Anyway, apparently,
naming no names.
In a word, because we've got no time left, because I've talked too long.
Okay.
What's happening on your show?
WhatsApp and leggings.
I'm sorry?
WhatsApp and leggings.
Oh, lovely.
There you go.
Excellent.
Both in the news. That's what we're going to be talking about.
Fantastic. That's John Holmes, who's next here on Talk Radio. I'm back tomorrow from 10. Enjoy.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Britain, it's March, a month where the most exciting things to happen are grey skies, spring showers, and crufts. So if you're sitting inside dreaming about April, then snap out of it. Because EE has mega deals in store throughout March. Save £180 on a super fast 4G SIM and get 20 gigabytes for just $19.99 per month. Chop chop, these offers won't last forever. March in store now for even more mega March deals.
Offer ends 4th of April 2017. Minimum term applies. Other terms apply. See ee.co.uk.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
When Gary was up early to fix a leaky pipe, his nearest Screwfix was already open to get what he needed. When Freddy's drill bit snapped while he was working late, so was Screwfix, so he could pick up another. Open from 7am to 8pm weekdays and early at weekends too. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Let's talk about you. The I'll walk tomorrow you. The go on, I'll have a second helping you. The give us a minute love you. The heart disease you. So how about the enough is enough you? Start the fight back to a healthier you. Join over a million people who've taken the One You health quiz. See how you score. Search One You.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes, on a Monday afternoon. Here we go then, just after 1 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Victoria, she's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, difficult time for family of Westminster victim. BT record fine for late installations and a gangster's ordered to pay back thousands.
Talk Radio.
The family of a US tourist killed in the Westminster terror attack says they've been through a humbling and difficult experience. Kurt Cochran died in the attack while his wife Melissa Cochran suffered serious injuries when she was hit by the car being driven by Khalid Massoud. Her brother Clint Payne has paid tribute.
The most difficult part of all of this is that Kurt is no longer with us. And we miss him terribly. He was an amazing individual who loved everyone and tried to make the world a better place.
It comes as social media companies like WhatsApp are being criticised by ministers for potentially allowing terrorists to communicate undetected. Two men are still in custody. The Prime Minister is due to meet Nicola Sturgeon just 2 days before she starts the official Brexit process. Holyrood is expected to pass a vote in favour of seeking a second Scottish independence referendum tomorrow. The First Minister wants to stay in the European Union. There's no deal for Northern Ireland. A scheduled sitting of its assembly to nominate new ministers has been scrapped after a breakdown in talks. It means the 4 p.m. deadline for forming an executive will pass without agreement. BT has been fined a record fine for not paying compensation when high-speed internet lines weren't installed on time. Ofcom found the telecoms company abused its position by not paying its rivals like Vodafone, who rely on its infrastructure to offer broadband. The £42 million fine is nine times the previous record from Ofcom. The watchdog's investigation director is Gaucho Rasmussen.
What we found here was that some of the contractual provisions that allowed for delay were being abused by BT to avoid paying compensation.
And a former gangster has been ordered to pay back almost £750,000 from his days of crime, even though he claims he can't afford it. Terry Adams, who used to be part of London's notorious Adams family gang, has lost an appeal after being jailed a decade ago.
He was in the Adams family.
Maybe not the television show.
You want to check that. Check your facts.
I mean,
it
was
might have been
the Adams family gang.
Yes, yeah. Well,
gang! Not TV ghouls or whatever they were.
TV ghouls. But that's the Adams family.
Yeah.
Next, are you doing that in the next bulletin? I might play the Adams family theme tune.
I mean, I can do if you want.
Yeah, just for that reason.
Yeah.
Put it at the end of the half one.
Okay, I'll be sure to get that in. I thought you might talk about Ofcom and record fines.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
Because don't you have history on that?
In what sense?
Didn't you get an old radio station a record fine from Ofcom? I thought you were quite proud of it.
It's nothing to do with broadband supply. It was to do with a game of swearing radio hangman for the under-12s.
Wow, that sounds appropriate.
It wasn't. Not according to them. Anyway, moving on. What was his name? Gaucho Rasmussen, the man from The Watchdog.
Yeah.
I love the sound of him.
Yeah.
Gaucho Rasmussen.
Mm.
Okay. Good. That's Victoria. She had the news. Now, is Ben...
No, I've got to do the weather. Oh, and then Ben is back.
All right.
Yeah.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Got the weather.
Another mostly sunny day. Highs of 16 degrees.
Is that it?
That's it.
Well, that was one really worth waiting for, if I'm honest. That didn't deserve its own jingle.
That's not very nice.
Well, I didn't.
It was succinct.
Yes. Now, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former Liverpool winger Luis Garcia is backing his old club to qualify for next season's Champions League. They occupy fourth place with 9 Premier League games left to play. They're 4 and 6 points clear of Manchester United and Arsenal respectively, both of whom have 2 games in hand. England manager Gareth Southgate says Jermaine Defoe can definitely make his World Cup squad should England qualify. The Sunderland striker scored in his first international game in almost 4 years yesterday. Southgate says Defoe now just needs to perform at club level.
It's really important that we're able to call upon the likes of Jermaine and for him to have the impact that he had. But if he's scoring goals in the Premier League and playing as well as he has this season, then there's absolutely no reason why he couldn't.
Finally, tennis. Andy Murray's elbow injury could keep him out of Britain's Davis Cup quarter-final against France next week. The world number one isn't able to serve yet and is being forced to rest. Murray pulled out of this week's tournament in Florida with the problem. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there with his pre-recorded sport, and Victoria had the live news. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Face to Face, a Voices Nationwide poem by me, Sugar J. Poet. I heard someone say that we are the most lonely society in history. Immediately I scoffed, looked at my 4-inch movie screen for how can you be lonely when everything can be done with a tap or a swipe? Just because you can, it doesn't mean you do. Often the more you can, the less you're inclined to do. It's a funny kind of ruse. Imagine there were no phones, no Facebook, no such thing as online. You'd probably find the time to meet for a cuppa and a schmooze. Strange that. I like my internet connectivity, but it shouldn't block my interconnectivity, so I try and combine the two. I'll send a message, tell a friend, put the kettle. I'm coming round to see you for a knees up and a brew.
Technology is great, but sometimes face-to-face is better. That's why we continue to invest in our branches. 14 million members building society nationwide.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Talk Radio, I am what that bit of production just said. Cornelius is down there now.
Yep, we're rolling.
I'm very influenced by Paul Daniels' brother, Jack.
This Gator. Noise is just me blowing up.
And then glued the hair of their victims to his face.
I'm sure.
Modern. This is Talk Radio. John Holmes here for Talk Radio. Donald Trump.
He forced a woman in the crowd to come up and give it a tug.
It's not real. It's manufactured, but they...
Onto 12 dozen star-spangled mattresses.
8 minutes past three. A listener has called a number. The number that the listener has called is 1,000.
Donald says he's gonna build a wall.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Hey, so good afternoon then, and welcome, 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 one and welcome all. Monday, isn't it? Monday, we're all still getting on with it of March. And first of all, this is quite important. Now, unlike United Airlines, apparently, we will, during today's show, allow you to wear leggings, all right? That's fine. If you'd like to listen to this show while wearing leggings, that's absolutely acceptable as far as we're concerned. United Airlines, of course, have got into some hot water about banning leggings on flights. So, but we're saying, even if you're a man and you want to wear leggings during today's show, if you want to listen to it like that, no gender assumption of norms around here, frankly, right? Not at all. Whoever you are, whatever you're doing, you can wear the leggings. It's absolutely fine by us, right? This show has a policy of not... I'm not minding at all whether you've got a winky or not, or whether you've had an operation to either remove one or have one put on. All are welcome and all can wear leggings, right? You're all invited to do so if you so wish. It's a shame that United Airlines, if you think about it, didn't have the same policy that they've got towards leggings, allowing leggings on board, than they had to allowing terrorists on board back in 2001. But lessons have been learned, I suppose. And that's the point, isn't it? I mean, we do hear today in the news, if you looked at any of the papers today, that the terrorists are forever swapping legwear fashion tips on WhatsApp, aren't they? So, and that is an issue. United Airlines obviously picked up some chatter where some would-be hijackers were discussing the benefits of jeggings in terms of in-flight comfort prior to a hijack of a plane. And rightly, United Airlines have put out a ban, so... Breaking news for you this afternoon as well. At New York's JFK Airport, there have been two arrests this afternoon because a foreign-looking gentleman was trying to sneak a pair of leggings on board, concealed inside a laptop, was planning to change into them in the toilets of the aircraft, apparently. But security, thank God, caught it. Bit of cloth sticking out the side of the CD drawer. It's an old laptop. Plus, we're hearing as well that one suspect tried to message a pair of yoga pants to person or persons unknown. But they were encrypted at both ends of the yoga pants, so it's very difficult for the government to... We live in dangerous times, don't we? I mean, think about it. Sometimes you can get a static shock off some polyester trousers. So, and in the wrong hands, think about what that would do. Static electricity can really hurt for a second, can't it? So... terrorists had leggings on board, then, you know, we'd all, you know, keep safe, everyone. Hello, then. Welcome, indeed. Yes, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am a John Holmes. And it's the 1 till 4 bit of your afternoons. And here's what we're going to be filling your gap with today. Discussion, of course, of today's big story that's dominating the news. That is very much on the way for you. Headline hijack as well. Speaking of hijacking, now, if you'd like to get into the news at 2 o'clock, it's a very simple way for you to become personally involved with Victoria without having to go to the trouble of being on Tinder. All you have to do is get us a made-up news story by making a news story up, and then you send it to us. Then we pick one. Then Victoria says it out loud as though it's the actual news in the 2 p.m. bulletin. That's it. The lines are open for it. Here they are, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's a text number. You can use the social media of Twitter if you
want. Start your message with any word you'd like.
At Talk Radio. And you've got about 3/4 of an hour to get those to us. Do so. If you'd like to hear Victoria saying your words as truth after 2 o'clock in the news, now is the time. Today's diversity paper review. Oh, by the way, you're totally at liberty to wear leggings during the hijacking of the news as well. It's fine. Today's diversity paper review. It's our ongoing plan to become the most diverse programme in broadcasting. It continues, yes, as today Mark will be in to go through the newspapers with us. And Mark is brown. There's all the day's big stories, though. Gone through with a fine-tooth kanzashi, which is a sort of Japanese hair ornament. As we bring you the news in haikus, it's current affairs analysed through short-form oriental verse. Five. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. Work experience punditry. Today, work experience Sophie is in with us. She's going to be rounding up some television. Television. It's what we do with our work experiences. I mean, let's be honest, we tell them, and I think you know this to be true, they don't learn anything, do they, from, you know, if all they do is make tea all day. What are they going to learn from that? I mean, I'll be honest with you, they don't really learn anything from reviewing television or whatever either, but we tell them that they do. Also, a child will join us to discuss some of the week's big stories and play a tune on a toy xylophone. All you have to do is identify that tune. That is today's edition of Toddler Pops, later on the programme. Drunk people have been canvassed over the weekend for their opinions on the big stories. Pubs, clubs and bars spitting out the drunkards. And we go up to them, shove microphones in their faces and ask them about things that have happened in the news and find the results. Drunk people, the week's news. What could possibly go wrong? It's Alco Vox Pops and it's on the programme later. All your reactions on the way as well this afternoon. Also our new feature, Snowflake Safe Space. If you're all upset about something, oh, boom, oh, I didn't consent to having my cultural norm trigger word said. Oh. Basically, if something's annoyed you and you've blown it out of all proportion like a proper snowflake, get in touch because we provide you with a safe space. 87222
is the number. Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter for that.
Start your message with any word you like.
Plus, later on the programme, a game of band or blend of tea. That's right. Because we're British, goddammit, and we drink tea in the face of adversity. So band or tea, is it a band or is it a blend of tea? That's coming. There's a meat-based souvenir on offer if you'd like to play that. You can choose from chicken, you can choose from beef, you can choose from lamb, you can choose a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not racist, John.
Exactly, we cater for all. That's in the last half an hour of the programme. Band or tea today. Ginger Dave not with us. He's not producing. He's not producing. However, Ask Broadcast, who was ill last week, is back through the glass. She's through the
miserable window. Yeah.
You better now?
Yeah.
Shame. Did you cure it with a spell?
Potion.
Place a hex on a dwarf.
Right. Marta's on the buttons. Hi, Marta.
Hello.
According to rumour, at least. Victoria has got the news.
Yes, John.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi.
Mother's.
You're right.
It was Mother's
Yo.
Day.
Oh, God.
Wasn't it? It was Mother's Day.
Yes, it was, John.
And what did you buy your girlfriend?
Didn't get my girlfriend anything.
Who is your mother?
No.
Established on this programme many times
for
those.
Incorrect.
For those who are new to the programme, a while ago it became clear that Cornelius, on his way to a Tinder date, didn't know how to kiss, never had kissed a girl, so his mum taught him to kiss while they were waiting at the bus stop for the bus to the date. That's true. Well, anyway, what did you slip her for Mother's Day? Nice gift, was it? I'm John Holmes, you're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. Now, We need to get into today's big story. We do that on the programme with a song. But what is the big story? See if you can figure it out. From the clues within the song, it's R.E.M. Of course, regular listeners know that that's how we segue between show menu and discussion of today's big story from the papers. That's how this programme works. But of course, we like to bring a little entertainment for your afternoon, so just how does it link to today's big story? The clues are all there for you if you'd like to play along at home. Cornelius has been playing along in here, of course. So, Cornelius, here we do go. Stop doing that. Here we go. So, why does that link to today's big story? It's REM's Shiny Happy People.
Is it something to do with Morse code?
Go on.
Because he's going, which is Morse code for something, presumably.
No. I mean, no, it isn't. And no, it's not
it
the story.
It must be. ...... What does that mean in...
Well, he didn't say dot, though. He just went... Nah, nah, nah.
Yeah, but it's only a noise
it's
Morse code,
noise.
Doesn't it? What does that mean in Morse code?
It means shut up and give me the correct answer.
Ah. Is that not it?
No. Shiny happy people.
R.E.M. Is it something to do with sleep patterns?
Oh, now.
Because that's what R.E.M. means.
Yes, rapid eye movement.
Yes.
Yeah?
Is this a slight on me, is it?
Because of your weird eyes, you look in different directions.
My eyes are fine.
Mm. It's not that anyway, no.
Okay.
Shiny happy people. Shiny happy people.
People?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Shall I tell you?
Yeah.
Happy people. Shiny people.
Yeah.
Forget shiny.
Why did you...
It's nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Happy people. Shiny happy
people.
Shiny happy... Happy people.
What?
Who are the happy people?
Is this apps? Is it what?
It's terrorists. They're happy people because they're using apps to communicate. That's what's in all of the news today. That's on the front of all the papers. Amber Rudd, she's the Home Secretary, Cornelius, has said that she wants the cyber tech giants, such as WhatsApp, to allow the government to have access to these data encrypted messages. This is because, of course, they thought the last week's terrorists had maybe sent a WhatsApp message just before the time of the attack. So it is a big issue. It's a big government issue. But, of course, there's all sorts of problems with data protection.
Mm.
So we're going to be talking about WhatsApp and whether or not government should have access to your messages, Cornelius.
My messages?
Not yours specifically.
Ah, phew.
Right, so that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to need a guest, of course. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. It's her job to get us a guest. Let's see what mood she's in.
Good morning.
It's the afternoon, you idiot.
That's what Courtney Meach is in. Right. Could you get us a guest, please? If you know how.
Yes.
Thank you. Cass there. Isn't it good to have her back?
Yeah.
No, no. Right, so we'll talk to a guest. We're going to talk to someone about this WhatsApp story that's on the front of all the papers today. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Every Friday morning on the Paul Rust Full Set Breakfast, find out what happens when you push an ordinary radio producer from the West Midlands to the limit.
Join me, breakfast show producer Alex, as I step into the unknown and experience what the everyday can't.
Find out where being a Royal Navy Reservist takes him. Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Britain, it's March, a month where the most exciting things to happen are grey skies, spring showers, and Crufts. So if you're sitting inside dreaming about April, then snap out of it. Because EE has mega deals in store throughout March. Save £180 on a super fast 4G SIM and get 20 gigabytes for just $19.99 per month. Chop, chop. These offers won't last forever. March in store now for even more mega March deals.
Offer ends 4th of April 2017. Minimum term applies. Other terms apply. See ee.co.uk.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In March, we've got a Passload IM360 CI Lithium Ion Framing Nailer for an amazing £349.99 ex-vac with free next day delivery when you buy online. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco, Selco, it's where the
train go. Relax and embark on a journey from BT to post office home phone. Free yourself from BT's prices and picture paying just $14.99 a month. Experience calm and keep your number. Breathe in affordable line rental. Breathe out your old provider. Search post office home phone or visit your local branch for better value line rental. Post office home phone sorted. Offer ends 3rd of the 4th, 2017. $14.99 a month for 12 months and $16.99 a month thereafter. No minimum term contract. Full terms at postoffice.co.uk/home phone.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Cornwall for Probus, the A390 completely blocked both ways. The lorry's jackknifed around the junction of the A3078. A recovery work underway there and police directing traffic on the scene. Northbound side of the M3 in Hampshire, a lane closed on the exit slip road. That's due to a breakdown at junction 9 for the Winnell roundabout, causing queues back onto the main carriageway. And finally, the clockwise side of the M6 is still very slow following an accident. That was between 9 at Trafford Park and 10 for the Trafford Centre. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Now, we have a long list of things to get through in today's meeting, so let's get started. We need someone to pick up the cakes for the cake sale.
I'll do it.
Sally, brilliant. And we need someone to drive to the florist for the...
Me? And why don't I pick up the school rabbit from the vet?
Aren't you scared of rabbits?
Well, it's time to face my fear. Whatever reasons you find to come back, you'll earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up at Esso. Many happy returns. Participating sites only. Terms and minimum spend apply. See esso.co.uk for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time in. Entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you are listening to the radio and I am John Holmes. It's time to talk about today's big story. So the front of all of the papers today then, mostly concerned with WhatsApp, the messaging app ordinarily used by people to send unbroadcastable comments about fellow colleagues to each other. I say people, I mean this show's production team. I say team, I mean cynical bunch of dispirited individuals. But apparently it's also being used by terrorists And so the Home Secretary, Amber Rudd, wants the companies such as WhatsApp to give police and MI5 officers access to these messages, even though technically that's a breach of current data laws. For the record, Amber Rudd is welcome to look at our messages. They're basically just a bunch of haikus and petty squabbling. But it seems she's not allowed to. She has sent a strong message saying she'll change the law. WhatsApp have blocked her, so to be honest, she doesn't even know whether they've read her message or not because the little blue ticks haven't shown up. It's all nothing new, though, is it? Of course, back in the 16th century when terrorist Guy Fawkes tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament, you know, communicating as he did with his co-conspirators via messenger on horseback, the Home Secretary of in those days demanded and got access to all quill and parchment and horses. On the line to talk us through whether or not we should all just add Amber Rudd to our WhatsApp groups and be done with it is Graham Cluley. He's a public speaker and independent computer security analyst. Hello, Graham.
Hello, John. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Now, is that a solution? We just add Amber Rudd to all of our WhatsApp groups and they can go, there you go, read them whenever you like.
Well, it's not one I particularly like. Actually, I don't think she would like it either. I mean, imagine how many notifications her phone would be beeping away at her.
Yep.
But, I mean, it is... I mean, to be honest, those of us who work in the computer security industry who are involved in protecting people's information, we get very alarmed about this kind of thing because, of course, there's so much important and sensitive and personal information which we do share, not just on WhatsApp, but every day via the internet using encryption.
Yeah, okay, so I would have assumed, and obviously I am wrong, but and this is because I've possibly watched Homeland and Spooks too much, but I would have assumed that if they wanted access to something we're sending anyway, they kind of can do it. I assume they just could, but never would tell us about it. So that's not the case.
No, they can't, because these days, most modern messaging apps are using something called end-to-end encryption. And this is really, really geeky, mathematical stuff. It means even the technology companies, Apple, even the WhatsApp organization, people like that, they can't read your messages either. They can only be read on the receiving device. So surveillance agencies, the police, need to get hold of the actual phones themselves to see what the message is. They can't try and intercept it in between, and that's what they don't like. They want to be able to intercept messages in order to be able to read and spy on, effectively, a large number all at once.
Okay, so the government, in this case, are saying remove that encryption, or, I mean, is that their, that's their solution to it, basically? Or are they saying give the, work out something that only they can decode these messages? So which is it?
Really, what they want is a back door, a way in which they can go to the likes of WhatsApp and say, hey, we know these people have sent messages. Can you give us some sort of visibility as to what they were saying?
I see.
And at the moment, WhatsApp can't do that. And the only way in which they could do it would be by severely weakening and watering down the security and privacy of everybody's communications. And that's the worry.
Okay.
Because if the government could spy on those things, so could organised criminals, so could other countries as well.
How do we know? Because obviously this all came about because the this attack last week on Westminster Bridge. What we understand is that there may have been a WhatsApp message sent by this man who carried out the attacks shortly before he commenced them. And my question is, and you may not know, Graham, but I wonder, how do they know he sent a WhatsApp message?
Well, I don't know exactly how they know. I would imagine they actually have physical access to his phone. I imagine it was in the car which he crashed, and maybe it was unlocked, I'm not sure, and maybe they were able to see when he last logged into WhatsApp.
So it's not a case of getting the message, in this case, that he sent, because presumably then if they've got his phone, they can find that. But then, of course, we move into that issue of access to phones. There was a case in America, wasn't there, where the government wanted access to a man's phone, and Apple wouldn't give the backdoor access to the security services.
Right, because again, what happened was they wanted Apple to build a tool in order to weaken the security of phones. And the concern was, well, where else might that be used? And if you're asking us to build a tool for you, what happens when the French, the British, the Chinese, the Russians all demand a similar tool from us as well? And so they're basically saying, look, we're not going to build a tool for anybody to do this. We're not going to weaken this for anybody because we believe it's so important that everyone keep their information secure.
Someone would say, would they not, though, the other side of that is, if it's going to save lives, is that a price worth paying? I know you're going to say no, but it's a question that people are asking, isn't it?
Well, here's how I'm going to answer it. I believe encryption is saving lives right now.
Mm.
It's not only saving our credit card details from falling into the hands of hackers, but it's also protecting people around the world who maybe live in countries where they have oppressive regimes where they would love to spy upon encrypted communications, to find out what those people, those dissidents are doing, and then maybe put them in jail or maybe kill them.
Right, so what...
Encryption is really a power for good.
Right. So essentially, the government, there's going to be a stalemate here, presumably. They'll try and enshrine something in law. Maybe that'll be Amber Rudd's next step. She's already hinted at that. And the suggestion would be, I suppose, that on the other argument, on your side, it wouldn't get passed into law anyway. But I just wonder where that leaves us.
Well, even if they did try and outlaw some of these apps, the WhatsApps, the messaging systems and so forth, the only thing which is going to happen is that organized criminals and terrorists would simply roll their own.
Yeah,
they would
of course.
Find their own encryption apps in order to do these things. And it's trivial. Really, a 15-year-old could do this. They could build their own on their computer system and, wahey, off they go. And then the only people who would be exposed and at risk would be innocent, law-abiding people who are using these for legitimate purposes, and they would be the ones who have been spied upon. Those would be the ones who the organized criminals would be able to steal information from. So it's a non-starter. It's a diversion from what the real problem is. We need to find other ways to stem things like the terrorist threat. It's not attacking encryption. Encryption protects all of us.
Thank you. Graham Cluley there, public speaker, clued up Cluley, in fact. Public speaker and independent computer security analyst, which I thought was quite that was very interesting, wasn't it? Because there is an argument between both sides, as we've said, whether or not encryption can save lives. And Graham there firmly saying that no, encryption is a good thing, and without it, it would be worse. What do you think? Do you think, the terrorists are on the WhatsApp? Do you think Amber Rudd should be added to all of our WhatsApp groups, just as a matter of course? How do we get around it? What are the answers? 87222.
Something to do with start your message with the word talk.
That's it. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Thank you very much indeed. In the next bit of the programme, diversity paper review. Lots to go through in the papers today. We'll be doing it with Mark. He's a diversity. His diversity is that he's brown. It makes us one of the most diverse programmes in broadcasting. Plus, of course, Headline Hijack on the way. 1:33 now. Victoria has the news.
Talk Radio.
Ministers say messaging firms like WhatsApp should be doing more to help anti-terror investigations. Downing Street wants companies to let security services have access to the last communications sent by the man responsible for the Westminster attack. It comes as the family of one of the victims, Kirk Cochran from Utah, has given a press conference. His brother-in-law, Clint Payne, says they've been touched by the response from the public.
So many people have been so kind. And we are deeply touched by their goodness and generosity. Your notes, prayers, donations, and love have helped us so much.
The Prime Minister has promised to build a more united nation as Britain leaves the European Union. Theresa May has given a speech before she meets Scotland's First Minister this afternoon. Nicola Sturgeon wants a second Scottish independence referendum and to stay in the EU. A planned session of the Northern Ireland Assembly has been scrapped after power-sharing talks collapsed. Sinn Féin pulled out of negotiations yesterday and the Secretary of State now has to decide how to proceed. BT has been given a record fine for not paying compensation when high-speed internet lines weren't installed on time. Ofcom found the company abused its position by not paying its rivals, who rely on its infrastructure to offer broadband. Chinese firm MTR and First Group will take over the Southwest Trains franchise from Stagecoach, promising to create jobs and improve services. But a union says it will mean the Chinese state will now make a killing at UK taxpayers' expense. And an ex-gangster has been told he must pay back £700,000 from his days of crime, even though he claims he can't afford it. Terry Adams, who was a member of the Adams family gang in London, lost an appeal after being jailed in 2007.
They're all together, ookie, the Adams family.
The weather, another mostly sunny day, highs of 16 degrees this morning. 25 minutes.
What gang was he from?
Adam's family.
They're creepy and they're kooky.
Are they?
Mysterious and spooky.
Could you check whether this gang are creepy and kooky and mysterious and...
The Adam's family.
Yes. In the name of journalism, yes.
Yep. I mean, they've called themselves that. What do you expect's going to happen?
I mean, I think it's named after the fact... Their surname is Adams.
Yeah, but they haven't gone...
Maybe they're a
family. Don't call us that, have they? Unless they really don't like that.
Who came first?
What? Unless they really don't like that, But then again, you'd think they'd go, don't call us the Adams Family, because it'd be just quite funny. You know, like, I don't know how gangs work particularly, like, but if there's like a, like, big crime families, like, you know, like the old days,
yeah,
right, then it'd just be funny if everyone just sort of went, if they dressed up like the Adams. I just think that'd be a nicer, or perhaps other gangs refer to them, and every time they come in for those big gang meetings that they have, all the rest of the gangs.
Oh, the big gang meeting.
The big gang meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
You know when all the crime families meet up,
in
The Godfather. Right, it's like that, isn't it? The Corleones and it's like that. But the Adams Family turn up, right? Everyone's got sort of there discussing the crime family that they do, and all the divvying up the crime. Your family does that. You do the bank heist. You do that stuff. You do all that. Mm-hmm. And they divvy. That's what they do, isn't it? The crime families. And then in they come, and everyone starts going.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family.
So creepy and kooky, we're the Addams Family.
Mysterious and spooky, put that in as well.
Creepy and kooky, mysterious
and spooky.
Spooky. So what was the last one?
The Addams Family.
No, there was another word.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family.
Ooky.
Ooky.
They're all together ooky.
Yeah, so if you could make sure that's in the next, maybe the 2:30 bulletin or something. Get that in there.
I'll do some research, John.
And make sure you refer to them as that.
I mean,
In the news.
I'm not sure I can put that in.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Fine. All of that, because that's what they are.
Well, it might be a different Addams Family they're referring to.
Pretty sure it's not.
I'm pretty sure of that. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria will be here with the news at 2:00. It will contain creepy ookiness. but also headline hijackery, because we'd like you to put a made-up news story in the news, please, at 2:00. You know how it works. The lines are open for headline hijack. It's there to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the news. So you may as well start texting and sending in your stories now, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. And then we've got a diversity paper review. I'm John Holmes.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming into today's big story as well, of course. The story of, well, it's on all the front of all the papers today, the WhatsApp group. Amber Rudd says they should allow the government to have a backdoor to read people's messages. We had Graham Cluley there, who's a cybersecurity expert, telling us that that is the wrong way to deal with this, as encryption actually keeps people safer in the long run. A lot of reactions, Cornelius, to this.
Lots coming in. John, don't Virgin Radio encourage their listeners to get in touch via WhatsApp? You've been on Virgin, is that
true? I have,
that
is absolutely true. Yeah, and that's because most of their listeners are terrorists.
Well, that's what Theodore says. He says, that does back my theory that the station is a front for a terrorist cell.
Yep.
WhatsApp! That's coming from a 90s Budweiser advert.
Yeah.
John, I've heard quite the rumour about end-to-end or backdoor access or something about Talk Radio last week. Can this be confirmed or denied?
Not without asking people off-air the details of what that might be. Right, and you know who I'm talking about. So then, you are listening to Talk Radio, home of Headline Hijack. That's right, made-up news stories. Neither confirm nor deny those rumours. Have 20 minutes to get your stories in this direction.
I have to take my headphones off the amount of grief I'm getting.
Shouting down your ear. Anyway, right then. So, made up news stories. Here we go. What's been coming in, Cornelius? What's come in?
Let's do this one from Michael, who says that Parliament are today going to debate whether kill switches should be attached to pop stars in the case that they get out of control. This follows the keepers of Ed Sheeran having lost control of him a few weeks ago, leading to him getting 9 songs in the official top 10 chart and also appearing on every media outlet in the world available to man.
Thank you very much indeed. After the BBC, this is from Jean. After the BBC received a number of complaints following what many have called a disastrous Red Nose Day broadcast on Friday, there were calls for Comic Relief to refund the donations to angry Daily Mail readers who probably didn't donate in the first place. Richard Curtis has said that anyone who'd like to get their money back has to ask publicly. Comic Relief there. Right, 20 minutes. That's what you've got. Headline hijack on the way. Your made-up news said as fact at 2 o'clock out of Victoria's news mouth. Imagine the honour of having that. Just a couple of sentences. Victoria could well read your words in the news to fool those who aren't listening to this bit. And as I say, Mark will be here for the Diversity Paper Review. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
At TradePoint, we've got over 290 stores nationwide, open early till late, 7 days a week. So you'll never be too far from everything you need to get the job done.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with click and collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Hi, my suitcase hasn't arrived. I've been waiting ages.
Let's check the system. Was it a direct flight?
Connecting. I stopped in Bangkok.
And before that?
Well, the Maldives, yes. And Dubai, Barbados, okay. Koh Samui. Oh, and that amazing volcano in Bali.
Nicer yes. Problems to have. It's a EuroMillions Mega Week, and you could win the ultimate luxury safari, as well as £1 million, with 6 UK prizes guaranteed. Get your tickets for Tuesday and Friday's events. EuroMillions, only from the National Lottery. Game-specific rules available at nationallottery.co.uk. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Let's talk about you. The I'll walk tomorrow you. But go on, please. I'll have a second helping you. The give us a minute, love, you. The heart disease you. So how about the enough is enough you? Start the fight back to a healthier you. Join over 1 million people who've taken the One You health quiz. See how you score. Search One You.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems now through Surrey on the southbound side of the M3. A breakdown closes one lane between Fort at Camberley and 4A for Farnborough and the A327. Inside lane of the three closed. In Cornwall, Probus, the A390. That's blocked both ways. Recovery work of a lorry which has jackknifed continues and not too far away from the junction of the A3078. And finally, in Fenrother on the A1 in Northumberland. That's completely blocked both ways due to recovery work of an accident not too far away from the Fenrother turn. I'm Stephen Beach.
Right, I need to pick up the kids from school.
Let me.
Are you sure?
No problem. I might as well pick up dinner as well.
Wow, that would
And go and get the dry cleaning. And I could drop those bags off at your mum's.
But you never visit my mum.
Oh, come on. I see her loads. She was at the wedding.
Whatever reasons you find to come back, you'll earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up at Esso. Many happy returns. Participating sites only. Terms and minimum spend apply. See esso.co.uk for details.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I think it's true, though. Right, so it's coming up to quarter to a time, and I don't know whether you've seen any of the papers today, because there's a lot
the
of...
The papers?
Yeah, look at this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're going to go through them in a minute.
I saw them when... Well, of course I saw them, John. I had to do my paper out this morning.
Oh, yeah, of course you did, yeah. That's right. There's obviously a lot about WhatsApp. There's so many about WhatsApp. The Times are going with Brexit negotiators risk rushing into harmful trade deals, but then ISIS signing up recruits via YouTube. The Daily Telegraph, internet giants hiding the terrorists' final note. So that's all involved in the story. There's a lot about the... Anyway, what I'm getting at is that the news is quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
No, well, Cornelius, it's all right because we're here to help you. And the way we do that is by taking the news and dribbling it down through the cleavage of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. What? It's Japanese the news. Japanese the news. It's the news. We present the news in haikus.
Red Nose Day project to hire the death of sound men totally backfires.
The news in haikus. So then, we bring you now our regular roundup of the newspapers. Of course we do. All programmes bring you a roundup of the newspapers, but ours is very different because we bring you a roundup of the newspapers each day brought to you, rounded up, if you will, by a different diversity. Now, diversity, of course, very important in broadcasting, very important in all walks of life, often makes the headlines, of course. Certainly it does in the media. But we're doing our bits, you see. By bringing you a different diversity each day with the papers. We welcome back Mark. Of course, he comes in on a Monday. Mark, remind us of your diversities.
I have two. I'm obese and I'm brown.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which ticks two of the boxes well and truly. And the newspapers you're going through today, Mark, would be what?
I've got the Daily Mail, the Times and the Express.
Okay, so what are you starting with?
I'm going to start with the Times.
The Times, aren't I?
Because yesterday was Mother's Day, one of Cornelius' favourite days.
That's right, because his mother is also his girlfriend. But anyway.
Tom Hardy, the actor.
Oh, yes.
He was on CBeebies or CBeebies? Yeah, CBeebies.
Yes.
Telling the bedtime story, and this has got lots of mums quite excited, apparently.
He's done it before, hasn't he? His first...
Yeah, but apparently they got him to do a different story that they've played specifically for Mother's Day.
Oh, I see.
I think he... I was going to say, I think he read Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, but he didn't.
Well, I would say that would be unusual for children.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's a bit long, isn't it?
You know, it's for 5 minutes, yes.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. I mean, although I have seen Kerry from CBeebies doing exactly that. She did The Night Manager.
It's a kid's favourite.
Yeah.
He read There's a Bear in My Chair, and everyone got excited about this on Twitter and social media and stuff.
Why?
Because I don't really get it. It's Tom Hardy reading the book. Like, he's an actor. At least get excited about him acting. It must be quite disheartening for him, kind of all the work he's done. His great body of work, and it's his reading the book on the CBeebies
that
kind of gets him in the paper.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's a good... I like the fact that... Because you haven't got children. You're probably not familiar with the CBeebies story time. They do get some quite big names on there. doing it. It's like the old Jack and Ori program used to be. You know, and they sit down and they read the stories to the children. And they act it very well. They do it very well. It is actually quite good to watch.
I never liked Jack and Ori when I was a kid.
For those that don't know, Jack and Ori was where an actor sat down and told a story.
Yeah.
That's it. Why didn't you like it?
Because it just seemed a bit simple for me. And even like when I was like 7 or 8, I was like, come on, BBC, you can do better than this. You don't just need to have somebody staring down a camera reading a book.
Yeah, but 7 or 8's a bit old for that show, isn't it? It's more 3, 4, 5, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd argue. On CBeebies, not CBBC.
Yeah, but but when I was a kid, there was no option, was there?
No, that's right, it was just on.
It was just on, and we only had 4 channels.
But Tom Hardy, did he do it in the voice of Bane? Because otherwise, you wouldn't have understood a word.
You wouldn't have understood it, yeah. No, he didn't do that.
Okay, fine, just checking.
Yeah. I don't believe.
And is this a kind of all the one of these typical stories of the mums found it all very attractive because he was reading a story to children? Tom Hardy sort of.
In a way that dads wouldn't be able to do if it was a woman.
Yeah,
but because everyone would feel quite awkward about that. Well, that's all right for mums to do.
Apparently so. Yeah, and that's the world of the snowflake, isn't it? Right. Yeah. There. See, because it's all right for one, but not right for the other.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's exactly what would have happened. But that's all right because it's Mother's Day. So mum's got hot under. That's the story.
That's the story.
Man reads book on television. Mums get hot under collar about that.
Yeah.
That's it.
On social media. Which brings me, not very nicely, but it takes to my next story.
Go on, then. That
basically the government wants to listen to what we're doing, what we're saying to each other.
We were certainly talking about this earlier, yeah. WhatsApp is the message service that's been mostly dragged into this.
Yeah.
But of course it happens on all of them, presumably.
Yeah,
Facebook Messenger it does, I think, is encrypted. I believe so, I'm not too...
I think most things are encrypted now.
Most things, including, like, when you talk to your... You know, when you check your internet banking and stuff like that. Presumably the government wants to get rid of all that sort of encryption as well.
But they could just, I mean...
That's really dangerous, though, isn't it? That's the, like, main argument against it.
Well, it is, and what Graham Cluley, who was a cyber expert who was talking us through this earlier, he was saying that encryption is actually a good thing, because in countries where oppressive regimes operate, it means people can communicate without them being spied on by these oppressive regimes.
Yeah, in the Middle East, when they had the uprisings in Egypt and other places, they were communicating via, I think Telegram was the one that they were using a lot.
Is that one?
And BlackBerry Messenger back in the day when that used to...
That was London riots, wasn't it? Yeah. BlackBerry Messenger.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh, it was all organised on that.
The glory days of the London riots.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't...
Decline in BlackBerries, decline in riots. I don't know if there's a correlation there. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I just find WhatsApp and stuff annoying. I mean, I know it's necessary for work, but I just find it annoying. It's just like...
For work, I have to contact a lot of MPs, and a lot of them I contact using WhatsApp. So they all use it.
They're hypocrites.
They're all communicating with me. Well, I don't know if Amber Rudd uses it.
But you've got to have their number first.
Yeah, I've got their number.
Right, why don't you just ring them?
Sometimes they don't pick up the phone. If they don't pick up, then I WhatsApp them.
Yeah.
Because then you can see if they've read, if they've like received the message.
That's why I don't like it. Why don't you text them?
I do that sometimes as well if they don't have WhatsApp. Oh. But I like, because on WhatsApp they've got their little picture. I like to see what picture they've got.
Some of the MPs ones are really funny, actually.
Oh, they're hilarious.
They'd have an official photo.
Yeah.
But no, sometimes it's just like them on a bike or something. Yeah. All sorts.
Mm. Or standing next to a trophy or something.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, that's it's interesting insight. Well, we should set up a... is that breaking data policy? Just a picture?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Probably.
If we just start...
We're not going to.
Aren't we?
No, we're never.
Just putting out pictures of
sounds
MPs.
Sounds like hard work.
But they're technically publicly available, aren't they? Is that the point? No, they're not.
No, they're not. The one thing they aren't is that. Yeah.
Well, it just shows you how much I know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the MPs are available, but their phone numbers probably aren't. Their mobile numbers. Mm.
Name me an MP with a funny picture.
I don't have it. Put it back onto Mark.
I'd have to... I can't think of one on top of my head, but there's loads. There's loads of them. All of them use it.
All right.
They're all good at it. There's a new £1 coin coming out tomorrow.
There is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it 12 sides?
It is. What's that? What's the name of a 12-sided shape?
Good.
I know this. Dodecahedron.
Is that not 10?
No, that's a decagon.
Yeah, I think you might be right, Cornelius, actually. Yeah.
Well done.
All right.
Yeah, well, it's just...
That time spent with your mum wasn't wasted.
Just Googled it.
No, I didn't. I'm just intelligent. Yeah.
So, yes, it's coming out, but they haven't...
But that doesn't mean all, like, the £1 coins you do have go out of sync tomorrow. They're not like illegal
tender. No, that's right, because
they're still legal tender.
And the controversy, if indeed there is any, is that, of course, all of the machines that take pound coins have not been swapped over to take.
What's going to happen with vending machines?
Well, it's all right, because at the moment they've got 6 months to turn it all around. Is that right? 6 months, I think. But you can't have a. Is this right? You can't spend... If you've got old pound coins in piggy banks, you have to get taken to the bank to get them swapped over by, like, November or something like
Something like that, yeah. September. I think October. Before October the 15th. Do you remember a time before £2 coins? So I remember that.
Well, I mean, I do remember a time before £2
coins. Because I remember, like, £2 coins. I remember being in school and thinking, they're never going to catch on. Because £2 was a lot of money for me when I was, like, 12.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll never get in a £2 coin, am I?
I tell you what, I got really excited on the weekend because someone gave me an old £5 note. I got as excited as I first started getting when I started getting the new £5 note.
You lead low kind of life, do you, at all, yeah. I'll be honest with you, yeah. 12-sided shape, by the way, is called a... Yeah.
Called a...
Dodecagon, which you thought was a dinosaur this morning. Oh, that's a 12-sided dinosaur, isn't it? A dodecagon. Yeah, the fossils. 12-sided fossil dinosaur. It's a dodecagon. Yeah, fits in a vending machine. Squash it in. We're out of time.
Oh, I was just going to tell you how Maltesers are getting smaller.
Go on.
Maltesers are getting smaller.
Shocking news. And there we have it in the paper review. This is people from Malta, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much.
This will do it, Brexit, apparently.
Yeah. That's what I pay. Mark, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks for having me.
Once again, with our diversity paper, remind us of your diversities.
Obese and brown.
That's right. Now, in the next bit of the programme, we will, of course, meet today's snowflake, who we invite into our snowflake safe space. Before that, though, it's coming up to the news. That means Headline Hijack is on the way. It means we need somebody to have got their made-up news story in that news. To confuse those not listening to this bit of the programme. And without any more ado... No, wait a minute. With some more ado, it's this. Well, that was some ado. But without any more of it, Cornelius has the name of today's headline hijacker.
Congratulations, Sarah.
Sarah! Do we know where Sarah's from?
She hasn't said, so we can only presume London.
Fine. All right. Sarah, congratulations. You've got your made-up news story in the news, which is next on Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Ann Davis?
Yeah?
Winston Wolfe. You were on your way to work when you got whacked from behind.
Yes. It was horrible.
Well, I know someone who put you out of your misery. Here they are now.
Taxi for Ann.
If your car isn't drivable after an accident, Direct Line will get you a taxi. Now it's time you disappeared. We don't want to be late, do we?
Car recovery and a taxi to continue your journey after an accident. Can your car insurance do that? Comprehensive cover required. Taxi booked to one destination within the UK. Terms and conditions apply.
Writing job descriptions, managing candidates, setting up interviews, hiring's hard. But Indeed.com makes it easy. Post your job, organise candidates, schedule interviews. All on the UK's number one job site. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, easy works. Find your next hire at Indeed.com today. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Luke is bricklaying near the coast. His closest Screwfix is 10 minutes away. Bradley is plastering an office in the city. His is even closer. With 500 stores right across the UK, you're never far away from your local Screwfix store. Find your nearest at Screwfix.com. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Good news! I'm getting a pay rise.
I'm getting a pay rise too.
So am I.
That's because from the 1st of April, the national minimum wage...
and the national living wage...
will be going up.
What's more, it's your legal right to receive it.
Find out if you're due a pay rise too.
Check your pay at gov.uk/checkyourpay.
The national minimum wage...
and the national living wage.
It's a step up in pay.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, good afternoon. It's Monday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, WhatsApp could do more after attack. Medical students to reset exam after collusion. And Chaz and Dave announce gig.
Talk Radio.
Downing Street says it believes social media companies could be doing more to help prevent terrorism. WhatsApp's been criticised for not sharing details of the Westminster attackers' messages. Technology expert Tom Cheesewright has told Talk Radio they need to be careful in how they work with security agencies.
If they are choosing to get blanket access to all of our communications in the off chance that one of us might be doing something naughty, then I would have a bit of an issue with that. If they are targeting people based on intelligence, then I think they should have all the powers they want to do that.
Meanwhile, a fundraising page for the policeman who was stabbed to death has closed after raising almost £750,000. Nearly 35,000 people donated to the family of Keith Palmer, who died protecting Parliament on Wednesday. Theresa May has promised the UK will be more united nation after Brexit. Speaking during a visit to Scotland, the Prime Minister also said leaving the EU will give the country an opportunity to build a more global Britain.
This United Kingdom and the values at its heart is one of the greatest forces for good in the world today. And when we work together and set our sights on a task, we really are an unstoppable force.
The PM is due to meet First Minister Nicola Sturgeon this afternoon for the first time since the SNP announced plans for a second Scottish independence referendum. A serial paedophile who is serving life in prison has admitted raping another child. 35-year-old Aaron Hughes has pleaded guilty to four child sex offences dating back to 2004. Students at one of the country's top medical schools must resit an exam after lecturers found evidence of cheating. Glasgow University says a small number shared information about the test on social media. And Chaz from Chaz and Dave has announced a comeback gig after being diagnosed with cancer of the esophagus in December. The pair will play British Summertime Festival in London's Hyde Park in June.
Well, we're all looking forward to that.
I'm going to go.
You love them, don't you?
Yeah, I really like Chaz and Dave. Are they supporting someone or...?
They're not the headliners.
They are for me.
Who are they supporting? Oh,
I don't have that information to hand, Cornelius.
It's not going to be Phil Collins, is it?
Well, you can leave before Phil comes on.
Yeah, but you'll be paying, like, lots of money just to see Phil
Collins.
It's
Chaz and Dave! They should play, do their comeback gig in Margate.
Yeah. The Winter Gardens.
You could keep
great
your
venue.
Costa Brava. Because yeah, there's nowhere I'd rather be than Margate. Down in Margate with all the family. Oi!
Don't forget your granddad.
Dreamland.
Oh, yeah. The
new
Dreamland
venue in Dreamland. Yeah. Anyway, Margate chat. Right, so... you done the weather? No.
No.
Do you want to? Well, it didn't take long
I'm
last
here,
time.
Yeah.
Didn't take about a minute last time. No, didn't take that. It took seconds.
6 seconds, probably.
All right.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Another five, mostly sunny day, highs four, of 16
three,
degrees.
3 seconds.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Afternoon,
ex-Liverpool midfielder Gary McAllister says his old side are in a great position to secure Champions League football next season. With 9 matches to go, they're fourth in the Premier League table. Manchester United and Arsenal can overtake Jurgen Klopp's side by winning their games in hand. But Saturday's derby with Everton is Liverpool's last match against the top seven. Scotland's 1-0 win over Slovenia last night probably saved their manager's job, according to a former midfielder. Gordon Strachan's side are now just 2 points off a playoff place with 5 games to go in World Cup qualifying Group F. Stoke midfielder Charlie Adam told Talk Sport what happens next is important, but last night was the shot in the arm Scotland needed.
The pressure was on because the performances of the last 2 games, but they managed to bring it back now and set it up nicely. If you go and win against England at home, which is possible, but it's going to be a difficult match, and say 50,000 at Hampden, it's a great game to watch.
Finally, Andy Murray's elbow injury could keep him out of Britain's Davis Cup tennis quarter-final against France next week. Murray pulled out of this week's Miami Open with the problem. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And the US president has signed a controversial new executive order banning the sale of grated cheese. Donald Trump hopes the proposed legislation will get enough support from Republicans after failing to replace so-called Obamacare last week. He says it's part of his plan to make America great again.
Thank you very much indeed there, Victoria, with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Okay, still to come on the programme today, of course, a game of band or blend of tea. Why? Because, God damn it, we're British and we drink tea in the face of adversity. So, band or blend of tea later on the programme. That'll be happening. Also, work experience punditry Sophie's coming in. She's reviewing some television. I think we're going to be talking Line of Duty. Everybody else is today. So we'll be looking back at that as it started season four last night, of course, on the BBC. Big debate at 3 o'clock. We'll meet another Kickstarter as well, and Snowflake Safe Space on the way very shortly. However, before all of that, it turns out Gary Barlow is going to be in the new Star Wars film.
Talk Radio.
That's what we hear, at least. So, well, it leads us to today's tech team. Gary Barlow, did you see this? Gary Barlow said he's going to be in the next...
Yeah, he's self-confirmed to be in the next Star Wars film.
Star Wars film. We thought, well, today's tech team, then it's obvious, isn't it? It's going to be sci-fi music, isn't it? It's Monday, it's a pun day. Makes it a fun day. Mel C-3PO.
Yeah.
Yep. See, because what I've got there, I've got Mel C from Art of Music, or broadly speaking, and C-3PO is an robot from the sci-fi. There. So that's what I've got. What have you got?
Well, I don't really like anything sci-fi.
Right.
So mine are quite obvious ones, I think. The Starship Enterprise.
That's a thing, anyway.
Yeah, but Starship are a band, aren't they?
Yeah.
Doctor the Who.
Not really very good, that.
Why not?
Well, Alien.
I don't get that one. Who's Alien?
Alien film.
Okay.
And Enrique is a pop thing, isn't it? Alien.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord with an E, like the...
Yeah, like the singer, and then
not,
of the
not
Rings.
Sci-fi,
like,
is it? It's fantasy.
I don't really like fantasy films either, so I've just done films I don't like.
I want Chewbacca for good.
Yeah.
Good. All right, then. So the lines are open for that rubbish text in this afternoon. It's musical sci-fi, 87222.
Start your message with a word.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any bloody word you like.
Let's meet a snowflake. So this is your chance, if offended by something, which, of course, if you're a millennial, you are by everything, of course. Of course you are, of course. And you know what it's like these days. The snowflakes, they get a bit angsty about things, don't they? Got to warn them about, what's the trigger word? Oh, I said my trigger word. Oh, dear boo-hoo, I'm all upset about a thing. Oh, no, you've culturally appropriated me. Oh, dear. Oh, where's my safe space? Oh. Well, I'll tell you where it is. It's here on a weekday afternoon, just after 2 o'clock. If you're a snowflake, if you're offended by anything at all, be it utterly unreasonable and unnecessary to be so, but because it's a thing these days, well, there, let's just carry on doing it then. This is for you. It's the Snowflake Safe Space. Come on the radio and vent your poor little spleen. Ed's on the phone. Hello, Ed.
And,
well, that's absolutely fine. All right, that's what is it, Ed, about the world that you so despise?
You know what? I object to these ads that are on the telly that are constantly trying to get you to shave. You know, all these razor commercials, the shaving foam.
Yeah.
You know what? I have a beard, and I'm proud of my beard. I don't need you telling me whether or not to shave my beard.
I see. So is it the adverts or shaving in general, Ed, that really gets your millennial goat?
Oh, it's shaving. It's shaving. Right. I demand my follicle rights.
Okay, of course you do.
As a citizen of a free country.
Yeah, right, okay. Do you think everyone should be allowed to grow facial hair, be them a man or a woman? Because, you know, this is the point, isn't it, these days? And that's, and rightly so.
Absolutely.
This is, it's the right of everyone to grow whatever they want to grow on their face.
Well, I honestly, I think people that do shave or people that don't have beards or hairs on their chest, yep, on their arms, yep, they're all being duped. That, you know, our natural selves are hairy, aren't they? Okay. And people trying to tell us otherwise, well, they're just part of the razor industrial complex.
You have hit on a bit of a nerve here, of course, because there's a lot of shaming going on.
Shave shaming.
Yes. A lot of it going on, of course, with whether or not women should shave their armpits. I was reading about this only the other day in Snowflake Monthly magazine. And it's about whether or not, of course, everyone's got the right to... How dare we set any boundaries or barriers, Ed, about who can have hair where? Have it wherever you like, Ed. That's the gist of it, isn't it? That's the point you're making.
Exactly. I have hair on my elbows.
Yep.
Who are you to tell me if that's weird?
Exactly. I'm not... Well, it is weird. But I'm not here to tell you that, because I would not do it. Not in this day and age, because you'd probably call me a shamer and ask me to check my non-hirsute privilege at the door, I imagine, wouldn't you, Ed?
I would. I've seen your picture, John. I can see you shave. Yep. I can see you don't have a beard.
I don't.
And I think you're... I'm not going to encroach on your safe space, but I demand mine.
Mm. And you might say, what do you do, Ed, out of interest? What do you do?
I'm a barista.
A barista?
Yeah.
All right.
And really, I get a lot of comments because I do have a beard. Right. I've got a very long beard.
Yeah.
And sometimes I do have to tie it or plait it or throw it over my shoulder. Yeah. And I do get comments.
What I was going to say.
It's just, what are you going to say?
Well, does it dip in? I mean, has it dipped in people's coffee?
Well, yeah, but you know what? I oil it. As far as I'm concerned, you're going to get a better aroma from that, aren't you?
You are, Ed. That's you make a very valid point. But it's also your right to dip your beard in a stranger's beverage, isn't it?
Exactly. We're all part of one world, aren't we? What's the worst that could happen?
Exactly. And, you know, there's no point in getting microaggressive about it, is there?
Exactly. Plus, your creamer art is only going to get more defined by my very well-fashioned, dexterous facial appendage.
Is it possible to draw in cream with the tip of a beard? I mean, what's the most elaborate... It is your right to do it, you know, and I don't mind if... I don't care, and you don't care. Right? If someone's come and paid you for a cup of coffee, in your job, you want to dip your beard into it and create a shape, that is your right, and it's their right to let you. But what shape would you recommend... What's the most elaborate beard creamer shape you could possibly do, Ed?
Well, I consider myself an impressionist creamer artist.
Yeah.
So I tend to aim more towards the Van Goghs and the like. So I've often tried to do haystacks or starry skies.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
And that's in your coffee.
Sunflowers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Sunflowers are difficult because of the petals. But you know what? Yeah. I'd give it a shot.
Yeah. Well, I genuinely think it's your right to do this, as you say, if you will. There is all this sort of namby-pamby, I think we'd call it, wouldn't we, around people having to put their hair up or in a sack or something to keep...
A hairnet.
Yes. For hygiene. They say hygiene, don't they, Ed?
Mm.
I mean, that
trying to make you feel dirty.
That's just dirt shaming, isn't it? Hygiene. Do we need hygiene, Ed, really?
No, I mean we're all biological beings in this bubble of bacteria and microbes and everything else. If we all engaged with our universe, we wouldn't have any problems like this. Part of the reason why the pharmaceutical complex is so enormous is because our immunity is completely skewed by trying to fight these things. And as for the hairnet, well, that is really just infringing on my rights. Why not just tie me up and put me in a prison cell?
Well, I suppose my question is this. You've seen in the news today about United Airlines not allowing leggings on board planes, right? And this has got, obviously, everyone all snowflakey about it on the social media, hasn't it? Oh, it's everyone's right to wear leggings if they want to wear leggings on a plane. And the United Airlines have come back and say, no, it's part of our uniform policy. So you can't, you know, they weren't just normal flyers. They'd subscribed to dress a certain way in certain cabins. That's our policy. People go, oh, well, it shouldn't be your policy. People can do whatever they like. Right, and on it goes, round and round in, of course, the millennial snowflake bubble, as ever. Okay, what would be your thought of someone growing their legs so hairy, and I mean man, woman, or anybody with a winky, without a winky, whether they've had a winky taken off or attacked. It's everyone's right to do whatever they want, right? Winky-wise. However, do you think it's everyone's right to grow their leg hair so hairy that they don't even need leggings because they've got natural musk covering?
Well, I'm glad you asked, John, because I consider myself to be a hairy-legged man.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to think that I've got Robin Williams just on the lower half of my body.
Yeah.
I'm an extremely hairy man. And you know what? I like to wear shorts as well, because it gets hot with all that hair.
Yeah.
So if you're going to come to me and object to my legs being hairy, call me Chewbacca, you know, as I'm walking down the street if you want. But you know what? It's my right to do that. And you saying that just makes you look worse.
There you go. That's it. You see, it's exactly... This is the point of the Snowflake Safe Space. Come in here like Ed and vent. And when I say vent, I don't mean like, you know, shave to let air around your nethers. I mean, let it all out, right, Ed? Just let the hair flow forth. Let it out. Yeah. That's Ed's... That's what Ed's annoyed about, unreasonably. You know, it's hygiene, for God's sake, idiot. Right, so what do you think? What do you think, though? Are you a snowflake? Are you cross about something? Because this is your Snowflake Safe Space. Come on the radio and moan about whatever you like. That's what we do, and offer you a safe space in which to do it. Your trigger word? Let us know. Ed's was shaving. He's a millennial snowflake. Are you? 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's talk. Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Still to come on the programme. Sophie's here after 2:30 for Work Experience Punditry. She'll be talking about television today. With Line of Duty, we're going to be talking about comic relief, possibly another couple of things. Also on the programme, a Kickstarter project. If you have a Kickstarter project and you'd like to come on the radio to talk about that, then we are here to help you as ever, because we will... promote your hope and your dream here on the radio. And don't forget later as well, of course, a game of band or blend of tea. All on the way between now and four. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red? For kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Right now, there's great deals not to be missed at Juicen, like specialist boards, whether you're
soundproofing,
waterproofing, or fireproofing. Get the big name boards you need for nailed down prices from just £7.69 each. Or grab 100 raw plug metal self-drilled plasterboard fixings for only £7.99. Plus, don't get stuck without plasterboard joint tape. Get 3 rolls for just £10. Everything you need to get the job done from Juicen. Prices subject to VAT at 20%. Go to juicen.co.uk to find your nearest branch.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
I'm Jess. I'm in Year 9. I was never that excited about science, but today I saw a Bunsen burner being lit with static. It was brilliant.
The look on her face was brilliant. Instead of the old making hair stand on end with static trick, I lit a Bunsen burner with my finger. You could say I sparked her interest in physics. ITG 9, I'm Mr. Barty.
Apply now, and you could get a £25,000 tax-free bursary to train as a teacher. Search Get Into Teaching. Subject to eligibility. Selected subjects only.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in the West Midlands for the northbound side of the M6. Roadworks causing long queues, 6 up to 7. And that's spaghetti up towards the Great Bar Turn for the A34. Westbound side of the A14 in Suffolk, two lanes are closed due to a vehicle which has overturned between 37 at Exning and 36 for 9 Mile Hill in the A1303. And finally, to the southbound side of the M3 through Surrey, a lane closed there. Recovery work of a breakdown continues between 4 at Camberley and 4A for Farnborough. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fixed the car like a hero shop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And today's terrible texting idea that doesn't work properly is music and sci-fi. The reason for that, Gary Barlow, out of off of Take That, has revealed today that he's just signed up to make a cameo appearance in the next Star Wars film. So that gives us an excuse, doesn't it, to do things like this. This is good, actually. Andrew Higgins on Twitter, Battlestar Elastica.
Yeah.
That really is good. That is really the best good. One.
So I mean, we'll start with that one.
Yeah.
And then just steadily go downhill.
Exactly right. I still think Alien Rico is fairly good.
No.
Okay.
Jason Drury's come in with one, which I don't get.
Go on.
Ken Barlowing across the universe.
Yeah, it's like Star Trekking across the universe. Do you remember that?
Ken Barlow, though, isn't he in Coronation Street?
Yeah.
What is it today? Sci-fi pop stars.
Yep.
So that shouldn't count.
I think he means Gary Barlow.
Brilliant.
But we'll save that for when we do Sci-Fi and Coronation Street, shall we? R2-U2, that's coming from several million people. Edwin Star Wars, Neo Sayer, Neo from the Matrix.
Yeah.
Says Gavin. Desmond Deckard.
I don't get that
Desmond
one.
Decker.
Yeah.
Music. Deckard, Blade Runner.
I haven't seen that one.
Of course you haven't. Have you heard of it?
No. Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Never mind. So the, I mean, he did, but never mind. Right, so, through the toilet, yeah? Yeah. All right, so, why are you looking, what's that, by the way?
Have you seen what happened? Oh, I don't know. Sorry, I've just opened during that last bit my daily Italian salad that I eat from Sainsbury's, even though the official line is that I'm still boycotting them.
Right.
Following the meal deal crisis.
Yes.
But great news is that they've given me today two sachets of balsamic dressing. Two.
In the same pot.
In the same salad.
Great news, everyone.
So, yeah.
Right. Well, maybe it's like a golden ticket thing. Have you checked? Is it like the Willy Wonka bars?
Yeah.
Right. Gold. And inside, you opened it up, didn't you? And there was a golden ticket, and then you got a tour of the factory. Maybe there's a promotion they're doing whereby if you find an extra sachet of balsamic vinegar in your salad, you get a visit to the salad factory. Like Willy Wonka's salad.
Isn't that just a field?
No. Yeah, it's an allotment. Willy Wonka's allotment.
Do they have a balsamic river?
Yeah. Well, it's healthier, isn't it? If you think about it.
Mm.
In the news only today about school dinners being compulsory in schools, rather because people send things like Happy Meals last night's cold Happy Meal to with kids was packed lunches on the Monday. Right, that's in the news today. So maybe this is the first step in promoting Willy Wonka's chocolate factory shut down, opens up a salad factory. You, Charlie
Me.
Bucket, Cornelius Bucket, have got the first tour.
I get to go.
Round there with your grandma, dad, granddad, Joe.
I don't have a granddad, Joe.
Oh. Take your sweary nan.
Okay.
All right. The drunk one.
Oh, no, she's the other one. Yeah, there's two nans. Yeah. One's swearier, one's the drunk nan.
Two nans in the bath. One said.
No.
Okay. Right, so the... Hey, I've got a... speaking of food, right?
This yes.
I've got a tale to tell.
Okay.
Right. So you know Asprod Cass, who works through the glass?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, you know, like, she's an evil witch cow.
Yes, I'm well aware of that.
All right. Well, the other night, right, same night, just after work, right, she threw hummus at me.
Two things.
Yes.
First of all, why? And second of all, why were you hanging out with Cass and not me?
That was an accident. What I was, I had a meeting with someone.
Okay.
Okay. And for some reason, Cass was there, just in the same place, right?
Okay.
And no one wanted that, but there it is. Anyway, I was meeting with this person, and Cass was talking to somebody else. And then Cass ordered some hummus.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, what she did was, because she was drunk or something, right, she just shoved her own hand in the hummus, right, and just flung a fistful of hummus at me. And it went, as hummus would, head to toe, down my shirt, quite a smart shirt, I was going out to a thing, all down my jeans and everything else. Now, it covered in hummus, right? So, you know, I got a bar claw.
Why did she do it?
Because she's an evil witch, right?
And so you were just covered in hummus in a bar.
I was.
A fistful of hummus.
Yes.
Isn't that a corner shop song?
It's a Clint Eastwood film. So I got a bar cloth and I wiped the visible hummus off me.
Yeah.
But it's fair to say, because of the amount of hummus it was, I did hum of hummus. Right. But it had gone. Anyway, cut to later on in the evening, right? All right, so I was, you know, went off to do what I needed to do, which was a book launch or something.
Okay.
Right, it was a comic relief thing. Right? Anyway, I got there and chatting to some people I hadn't seen for a long time, one of whom owns a dog.
Okay.
Right, and had brought the dog, because it's one of those dogs you take to work, right, in the office. Small little dog, right? Called Eric.
Assistance
if
dog.
You want the... But yeah. No, okay. It wasn't an assistance dog. It's a normal dog. Right? It's just a dog. Doesn't have any special training. Right, so... anyway, I was holding... It's a small dog. I was holding the dog. It's a nice dog. I like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Anyway, of course, I'd forgotten about Hummusgate.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I looked down, and I was chatting to this woman who's a TV producer I hadn't seen for a long time. Right? And I was like, what's that? And the dog's licking me. Right? Just licking my chest. And she's sort of trying not to mention it, because she's thinking, that's weird. Right? And then I thought, I'm going to have to explain this. So I had to go, oh, so I've got hummus.
All over.
Right? And this TV producer went, right, okay. Yeah, fine. All right. Anyway, carried on talking. And Eric just licking and licking and then moving, because it was so covered in it. It's moving around all over my shirt. So I was altering its position in my
Why
arm
didn't
to get.
You just put the dog down.
It seemed wrong. I don't know. I was styling it out. Right. Anyway. And then overcame, right, John Lloyd, the producer of Blackadder and Spitting Image and QI.
Yeah.
Right. And he says, oh, hi, John. How are you doing? You know, I've met him before. You know, I know. And then he looked at me and went, why is that dog licking you like that? look, what it is hummus. And I found myself, but how do you explain that? Just a witch threw some hummus at me is a weird thing to say. Right, so I have to explain.
People who don't know what's happened must have just been looking across going, that man's brought his own dog to lick him to this event.
I know!
That is very odd.
So I'm trying to explain to John Lloyd, the creator of QI, Blackadder and Spitting Image and many other things besides, not the 9 o'clock news, while a dog is licking my nipples. And then...
What next?
Richard Curtis comes over from off of Comic Relief.
And Love Actually.
And now I am standing with a dog licking my hummus-covered torso, and I'll be honest, genital area by this time, because it moved. Because the hummus had gone everywhere, right? And so, And it had gone, visibly gone, but the stench of the hummus, the taste of the hummus was still upon me, shall we say. Right? So now I'm having to explain for the third time to Richard Curtis why a small yappy type dog is gorging itself on me. Right? And do you know what Richard Curtis said?
What?
He looks like he loves that, actually.
Did he actually?
Yep.
He said he referenced his own film.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. But I mean,
the contest, it's not that
not weird.
Weird,
is it? Yeah. I'm being licked over by a dog. And everyone by this was, why is that dog just licking a man? He's just licking and licking and licking a man. And I can't say to people, it's tasting the hummus. That didn't make it any better. You can't be licked by a dog and then just say out loud, it's because of the hummus that's on me. Because people think that's weird. Anyway, that was my evening. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. And in the next half an hour, Sophie will be here.
John Hummus.
Shut up. To talk us through the week's television that we're going to be discussing. Have you ever had a dog lick some dip off you? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a dip and a breed.
Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
Ministers say messaging firms like WhatsApp should be doing more to help anti-terror investigations. Downing Street wants companies to let the security services have access to communications like anything sent by the man responsible for the Westminster attack. Meanwhile, the family of one of those who died on Wednesday say they don't hold ill feelings against Khalid Massoud. American Kurt Cochran was killed on the last day of a trip to celebrate his 25th wedding anniversary. His brother-in-law is Clint Payne.
Kurt would not bear ill feelings towards anyone, and we can draw strength as a family from that.
Theresa May is promising to build a more united nation as the UK leaves the European Union. Speaking during a visit to Scotland, the Prime Minister also promised Brexit will give the country an opportunity to build a more global Britain. A planned session of the Stormont Assembly has been scrapped after power-sharing talks collapsed. Without a deal, Northern Ireland is facing the possibility of another election or a return to direct rule from Westminster. United Airlines has been accused of sexism after two teenage girls wearing leggings were barred from boarding a flight in the US. The American carrier says it's because they were travelling on a special pass as guests of an employee and didn't meet the dress code. And a former gangster has lost his appeal over how much he has to pay back from his days of crime. Terry Adams from the notorious Adams Family Gang had argued he can't afford the debt of £650,000, which has accrued £50,000 of interest since he was jailed in 2007.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family.
Crime family.
Their house is a museum.
Oh.
When people come to see them,
oh,
they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Are they a scream?
No, and I also believe they had to sell the house because of being jailed for being criminals.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
By visiting them in prison.
Out of prison now. Yeah. But
yes.
I've since learnt that they also went by the name of the A-Team.
Oh, give I'm looking forward to 3 o'clock.
Give me 5 minutes.
So, more information. So, the Addams Family Gang, or A-Team, whatever you want to call them.
Well, both.
Apparently, they prided themselves on being invisible.
Oh.
And apparently, they were worse than the Krays, but the Krays cashed in on the celebrity and got involved with, like, nightclubs and whatever.
I almost feel
and
like
they just like to go and, like, hide their crime.
I feel like I shouldn't have mocked them now.
I mean, they were involved in drugs, robbery and murder, so probably shouldn't have mocked them. Allegedly.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family.
Thanks, Victoria.
I've got to do the weather. So it's another mostly sunny day with highs of 16 degrees. There's more in 26 minutes.
There is as well. And of course, let's not forget, more in 1 hour. Bonus news.
Animal news!
Oh, well, easy.
Crikey, easy, tiger.
Well, appropriate. What's that dog hummus story?
What? Were you not listening to the programme?
Well, I just came in and was like, what am I walking in on? It sounded illegal.
Yeah, why have you brought the dog with you, John?
Because it's licky.
Because...
I'm not going through it all again. Okay. So listen to the podcast. So what?
I'm not
going to
do that.
Obviously. So you and no one else. Right. So what we're going to be doing in the next bit of? Oh no, I was saying an hour. That's right. Your bonus news. Now I don't know whether you've heard the news that Maltesers are getting smaller.
The chocolate.
Yes. Not the people from Malta. No.
I was thinking about the dogs because you were talking about dogs because there's a breed, a Maltese. Anyway, carry on.
Maltesers are getting smaller, but they cost the same.
A bit like these bulletins.
Your news is smaller, but it costs the same because you get paid the same, right?
2017 update. Yeah.
Sort of reminds me of Toblerone.
Doesn't it though? Yeah.
Can we get some Maltesers then?
No, that's not what I'm saying. So
I'm always hungry.
I know.
And I've just been eating a vegan lasagna, so I do need to eat something else because that was horrible.
Is this still the news?
I don't know.
No.
Anyway, so but today's animal news, isn't it? Bonus news.
Yeah.
So Victoria has to basically do a bonus news feature to make the time up because the bulletins are Malteser like and smaller, but cost the same. That's the metaphor I was. Anyway, so that's in an hour's time.
Can you get me Maltesers for it, please?
No. So that's coming up. Oh, and Sophie's going to be with us very shortly indeed for today's work experience punditry. We're going to be reviewing the weekend's television on Talk Radio.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail-order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do the hustle! Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Right then, yes, of course, it's Talk Radio. You know that. That's what the production just told you. I'm here to tell you, though, that it is time for Work Experience Punditry. Yes, all of the programmes, of course, full of the pundits, aren't they? Proffering an opinion and a review of things. All of the programmes in all of the broadcast media. We're no different, of course. We've got to fill time just like everybody. However, what we like to do is use it as an opportunity to introduce you to the next generation of critics. What we do is we take our work experiences and instead of forcing them to make tea all afternoon, after all, what would they learn from that, eh? Nothing. Instead, we give them a golden opportunity to come in here and be on the radio. It's more of a leg up into the industry, of course, and they'll also learn nothing, but we don't tell them that. We just invite them in here because we don't have to pay them. Sophie's back. She comes in on a Monday. She's got television with her. Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
How was your weekend?
Very good, thank you.
What did you do?
Well, I went to watch England play Lithuania yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Wembley.
I understand there was some football involved. Was it 2-0?
Yes,
ah,
it
yeah.
was.
Football knowledge.
It was supposed to be a really boring game. I didn't watch it.
It was not the best.
Why? Okay, what was boring? I know it's not a sports review, but, you know, why was it boring?
Okay, so basically England just kicked the ball around.
Yeah, and that's the object of the game, is it not?
Yeah, but there wasn't very much action involved in that. It was sort of just like, oh, I'll just pass it to you, and then I'll just pass it to you.
Right.
And then Lithuania tried, but then they didn't really get the ball very often, so it wasn't like a, whoa, crazy game. It was just kind of like, oh.
Was it full? Was the stadium full?
It was quite full. I can't remember the exact number.
No, well, I wasn't asking for that. I didn't expect to count them or anything, but, you know, I'm just wondering how popular the England are now in a home game. Is this a World Cup qualifier or something?
It was exactly that.
Look
yeah.
at me.
For
look
Russia.
At me. I'm like TalkSport. I don't know why I'm not on there. Right. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to be talking about television. We're going to take traffic and travel. But what programmes are we going to be talking about?
We're going to be talking about Comic Relief,
yes.
Line of Duty,
yes.
and American Justice.
Now then, I've seen one of those, so I can join in.
Yes.
Great news. Good. Line of Duty, though. He's excellent, isn't it? I mean, that's... I had some issues with
spoiler alert.
It's going to be quite difficult to talk about it, given spoilers, because everything you say about it twists or turns towards...
Going to give it away.
So we're going to have to be very careful. But it'll be all right. I promise you we won't give anything away if you want to keep listening. So we'll be talking Line of Duty, Comic Relief and American Justice next. It's Work Experience Punditry. And, of course, Sophie is with us for a television review. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with click and collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating store subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
TradePoint catalogue is out now with new products like the Stanley Fatmax 18-volt brushless combi drill with two 2-amp hour lithium-ion batteries, more runtime and more power. All for only £79. Exclusively at TradePoint. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Britain, it's March. A month where the most exciting things to happen are grey skies, spring showers and Crufts. So if you're sitting inside dreaming about April, then snap out of it. Because EE has mega deals in store throughout March. Save £180 on a super fast 4G SIM and get 20 gigabytes for just $19.99 per month. Chop, chop. These offers won't last forever. March in store now for even more mega March deals.
Offer ends 4th of April 2017. Minimum term applies. Other terms apply. See EE.co.uk.
Let's talk about you. The I'll walk tomorrow you. The go on, please. I'll have a second helping you. The give us a minute love you. The heart disease you. So how about the enough is enough you? Start the fight back to a healthier you. Join over a million people who've taken the One You health quiz. See how you score. Search One You.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Suffolk for the westbound side of the A14. Two lanes are closed. The vehicles overturn between 37 for the A142 and 36 for 9 Mile Hill. That's the westbound side of the M4 in Berkshire. A lane closed due to a breakdown between 10 at Wokingham and 11 for Reading and the A33. And finally, to the westbound side of the M62 through West Yorkshire, a lane blocked due to an accident between 25 at Brighouse and 24 at Hanley Top. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
eBay has every kind of part to help your car pass its MOT.
Son, come and have a look at the car. There's a few things I've fixed ahead of its MOT. I've topped up the washer bottle.
Screen wash.
I've replaced the wipers.
Windscreen wipers.
I've sorted the indicators.
Light bulbs.
And press that.
Horns. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of parts and accessories to help you get your car MOT ready. The ultimate pass your MOT first time shop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Julia Hartley Brewer is back at Terminator HQ, getting her Berserker mode safety valve replaced. And it may take some time.
So James Max is standing in until she's safe for redeployment. Max Talk, Max Entertainment. Zero chance of making any MPs cry.
If you want to be elected Member of Parliament, I think you should probably be able to answer some simple questions.
James Max in for Julia Hartley Brewer. Tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's funny because it's true. Now, I don't know whether you've seen any any of the news, Cornelius? Have you seen it? Because there's a lot of it around today. Of course, Brexit, the triggering of Brexit begins on Wednesday. So there's a lot of that in news. There is a new 12-sided coin afoot, of course, Cornelius. And there's a lot in the news, isn't there?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Can't you? Well, it's all right, because we're here to help with the news, because we've got a way of analysing it that a lot of other people don't have. I don't know if you're familiar with this. We get a lot of letters in.
Oh, yeah, loads of letters.
You get loads of letters in about the people not understanding the people not understanding the news. What have you got on there?
Yeah. This is from Simon, who says... Dear John, I was talking to my friend Lee the other day, and I said to Lee that I can't get my head around it.
Yeah.
He's talking about the news.
Yeah.
He said, can you help?
Yes, I can, Cornelius. Thank you for reading that letter out. I can. In many ways, what we do is we take the news and we sort of push it through the medium of Japanese poetry, because it's five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Amber Rudd wants to read my WhatsApp. Well, not mine. I'm no terrorist.
It's the news in haikus. So Sophie is with us. She is one of our work experience pundits. Of course, the next generation of broadcasters and critics, and we allow them the opportunity, nay, force upon them the opportunity to, well, train up as the next generation. So we do television with Sophie. Sophie, what have you got?
Well, as you might have known, Friday was Red Nose Day.
Yes, it was.
So Comic Relief was on.
Yes.
And obviously the headlines, I don't know if you've heard, but they did make 71 million, which is fantastic.
That is an amazing amount of money.
Very
so
good.
Much.
Is that a record amount? I can't remember how much.
It always is. But I think that's just due to inflation.
Yeah, fair enough.
But one of the other main headlines was all the technical faults.
Were there?
That happened.
I didn't see one iota of it, I have to say. So I don't know what happened with the technical faults.
There were lots of sound problems, things cutting in and out. People were not happy, including Russell Brand, who actually swore rather loudly quite early on.
At a bit when the sound presumably hadn't cut out, hence the problem.
No, something else had cut out. They had to switch to something because they had technical difficulties. And he said, hell. And people were not happy about
that. Who was working on it? The team from here?
I think the Russell Brand theme was good after midnight, so him swearing probably isn't too bad.
Yeah.
That was the Russell Brand Hour he hosted, so I watched almost all of Comic Relief the next day. The Russell Brand Hour.
Fast forwarding through the sad bits. Some of them I did watch. You didn't, you liar. No one does.
What I people did.
They record Comic Relief, don't
they? A really sad case of a girl who had to care for her mum. Did you see that one?
Yeah. Is that the one with Ed Sheeran?
No, it was one of the British-based ones.
Oh, no.
It was really sad.
Well, of course it was sad, but most people just go straight through all that.
Mm.
Just go, oh, look, there's Lenny Henry doing a funny face or something, don't they?
Yeah. But anyway, the Russell Brand Hour, I watched the next day, because it was going to be him hosting a bit of stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
And it was the most shambolic broadcast I think I've ever seen.
Does that include this one?
I think we have a... Do we have a clip of that bit? Yeah, this is the Brett Domino Trio, who are an amazing musical comedy act.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not. It's a different bit. Here's a different bit.
Okay, here's a different bit of Comic Relief. Here we go.
On television after a crazy year. This is my contribution to Red Nose Day. We're going to make this last hour crazy, is that right?
Yeah!
These people are incredibly enthusiastic as I make my way back into the mainstream, snivelling my way back into your affections after bringing down the government. try my level best to do that. In a way, it's kind of brown those days from my perspective, because I've got to find my way back into all of your hearts. I've been trying to keep it like mellow and together. The first thing that happened to me is is my mic live? Has the mic been pulled already? Thank God. I thought in the very first seconds of this, I've been cast off of the airways. I'm trying my best to keep it on the level. They've sat me down on a sofa next to a man peeling a banana with his feet and a woman that's wearing a coat and no knickers. How are we meant to keep together? 69 million, the signs are all there. Chaos could be unleashed at any moment.
I mean, it's not, the word funny is not really coming into
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know what? That was another thing. Was Russell Brand wasn't that funny for once, and I'm a huge fan
you are,
of his
I know,
work.
I know.
But yeah, go on, sorry, it should be yours.
Well, I watched some of the standoff, and I didn't think there were very many laughs from the audience.
Right. Were they at the O2?
Some of them were a bit of a flop.
Was it live from the O2 or something?
I don't know.
It was live from Building 6 at the O2, which I've never heard of, but presumably is some sort of new TV setup have there. It was
so
a bit
really.
TGI Friday in format, where they had like balconies and separate areas.
Oh, all right, okay.
But yeah, the audience really weren't mic'd. So you can hear him laughing.
In terms, Sophie, of did you laugh at any of it, though? I mean, ever any of it?
So,
because there was a lot of it.
Yeah, so they did the whole Love Actually redo thing, which was kind of pushed quite a lot on multiple
That was their big thing,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. And it was okay, but it was a bit of a letdown because all they did was just get the same actors back and they did exactly the same thing that they did in the film. But they're older and in a very slightly different context.
Right, so it wasn't so much as moving any of those stories on.
No,
I mean, it was a dreadful film in the first place. Absolutely
no,
awful.
I like it.
Mawkish crap.
But so Hugh...
Badly written. I didn't say any of this to Richard Curtis while a dog was licking me. But it was a terrible film.
Well, so in the redo, Hugh Grant dances to Drake instead of the original one that he dances to. So that's like modernised, but it was the same thing.
Yeah.
Rowan Atkinson's character now works in a supermarket and does exactly the same whole gift wrap thing. They haven't changed anything. So actually it was just a bit of a, right, we need to just go and film something right now. Let's just do it.
I see, yeah.
So that didn't really work.
No. All right. Well, what else? What else was on it? Who else was Jonathan Ross was involved as usual, wasn't he?
Yes. Yes.
Who else was doing it? Ramesh Ranganathan. He was doing it.
Yeah, he was good actually. Yeah.
They had lots of newer comics do it.
Yeah.
They were also hosting it. So Rob Beckett, Joe Lycett, Ramesh Ranganathan, some other people. The two ladies from Smack the Pony.
There was a reunion, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. That was a really good bit, actually.
I used to write Smack the Ponies.
Really? Yeah. They pre-recorded their sketches in the studio and just sort of dotted them out over a half hour when Greg Davis was in the hot tub. But they were really funny.
Yeah, yeah. Smack the Pony was always ahead of its time. It was a very, very good show. Those three worked well together. Mm. Fiona, Alan, and... Who were the other one? I should know that. Anyway, it was a long time ago, but I didn't watch it on Friday, so I missed it. But there we go. All right, well, look, Comic Relief. I mean, there have been mixed reviews of it, but it's all for a good cause and all that sort of
stuff. Exactly. So it's always
matter,
good.
Does it? Yeah. Where next?
Line of Duty.
Oh, now. Now, look, this is going to be really difficult, because Line of Duty returned last night.
It did.
And it's hard to talk about without spoilers.
I think the first 10 minutes... you can vaguely talk about because it's the first 10 minutes. So if
go on then.
So it was incredibly fast paced and I was almost exhausted after the first 10 minutes. Basically, a woman gets hit by a car and then she's abducted and then there's an explosion and then there's fire and then there's an arrest and then there's an interview, all in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Which I quite liked because normally in a police sort of drama you get the crime and then you get the police going, oh, there's been a crime, and they have to go and investigate, and it's all very slow. But this was quick and fast.
Mm. Are you a Line of Duty fan? Have you watched the other three series?
I've watched a couple here and there, but I've never really got into it.
Okay.
But now, that first 10 minutes might be the...
It's what I thought was good about... I mean, because I have watched the other three series, and I'm very much in the camp of it is one of the best dramas. And I thought it was... And a lot of the other ones have interconnected, whereas so far, this one is a little bit standalone. We'd probably helped to come at it as you were.
Yeah.
So I wonder whether they're doing that deliberately, because it's moved to BBC One now, of course, to bring in a load of new viewers, but at least, you know, put it more into the mainstream, and then maybe people will go back and revisit all the old stuff. But it's it never fails to shock.
No.
It's difficult to say how now or anything else, isn't it, really? Have we got a clip of Line of Duty?
We do, yeah.
Okay, here's a... if you don't want to hear any of Line of Duty because you haven't watched it yet, turn off for the next minute or so, because this is some of last night's Line of Duty.
The case against Michael Farmer. The crucial finding at the crime scene was a collection of three items.
Now, the third victim, the one who was rescued, told officers that the suspect forcibly removed her earrings. Now, these earrings were identified by the victim as belonging to her, and the blood matched hers.
Seems pretty sound to me.
It does, dear Sarnett. Significantly, highly significantly, these earrings were supposedly kept with items belonging to the previous victims.
Why supposedly?
How forensically minded are you?
I manage okay.
Because some officers, honestly, you know, they think that forensics are cut and dry. But let me tell you, that is not always the case. Forensics have to be interpreted carefully.
I mean, in court, a so-called expert pops up and the jury stops listening to the rest of the evidence.
Look, Tim, it's late.
So, I asked the submissions team at the laboratory to carry out a simple environmental profile on these items. Now, other items recovered from the crime scene, a hair grip belonging to Baswin de Cor, and a necklace belonging to Leonie Collarsdale, bore a characteristic pattern of carpet fibre deposits. Now, as residents walk around...
Tiny amounts of carpet fibres are thrown into the air and settle on objects in the immediate vicinity. This gives an indication of how long the objects have been in said location.
Exactly. No carpet fibre deposits were found on any of the items connecting the crime scene to the previous victims. None of the suspects' DNA either. Now, I'm worried... Well, you know what I'm worried about? That they were planted there.
Now, there wasn't a lot of action in that, but one of the joys of Line of Duty is, of course, those interviews.
Yes.
And where the cases get built against people.
And they're deep.
Yeah. Did you, I mean, it's impossible to know what's going, again, we can't really say, but it's impossible to know where it's going to go now as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we were just saying the ending is intense.
It is a little bit intense. But also quite rare now is that they're making us wait a week.
Yeah, you know, true.
We're not, it's no binging on it.
It's not on
this
demand.
This is not on demand, this is week to week stuff now. So.
But I quite like that. It's going back to the kind of what
TV's
like TV's
being in
about.
The 90s.
Yeah.
You got to sit down at Sunday at 9 and watch it.
And also, if you don't and you save it, the problem is you're going to have to avoid everybody talking about it, which of course they are today, which we're doing as well, I realise, for those who haven't seen it, but I don't think we've given anything away.
No.
But he did do it.
Shut up.
I haven't seen it.
No, yeah. We're running out of time, and I know we've got one more to talk about very quickly indeed.
We do, very quickly indeed, is American Justice, which is a new series talking all about the American justice system and how maybe perhaps corrupt it is or... Oh, it's very difficult to go into quickly, but it is good.
Right, good.
It's good.
All right, and where's what's this on?
This is on BBC Two.
BBC Two, all right, got a clip? Yes, of course we have. It's American Justice.
Trey was shot over 10 times and Brian was dead. And we knew that because of the law that Trey would be charged with Brian's murder. And that was very difficult to swallow, to deal with, because we knew... Here he's going to be charged with a loved one's murder, a murder that of someone that he loves.
Trey and Bryant grew up together, but during the trial, their families will sit on opposite sides of the court.
Even though I know he's not here, but if I want to come and visit, this is where I have to come. So it breaks my heart every time I come, but I still feel like I have to. They told me that my son died in the process of committing a home invasion. And that the person that shot him in self-defense. You know, this is crazy to me that you can shoot somebody and it's okay. You don't ask any questions. You don't have to be accountable for that. I want someone to be responsible.
So is this in the realm of Serial, you know, the real life sort of case podcast thing where we're following an actual case? Is that what's going on?
I wish it was, but I think every episode is a different case, unfortunately. But it is it's like a mini episode of sort of Serial kind of thing. They go through a case and basically kind of unravel, and it's from the both sides of the, so it's from the family side and the court side, and it's kind of just exploring how the gun violence in America is just a bit out of hand and how the law works differently there to how it does here, which is quite interesting, actually.
Okay, and I mean, is it something you're going to revisit?
Yeah, I think so. I actually learned quite a lot. I didn't realise, like, the state attorneys are actually voted in by, like, members of the public and things like that, which just seems pretty crazy.
So it's kind of an insight into how American justice works overall, so broadly.
As well as looking at case studies of different.
Okay. Listen, Sophie, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Sophie there, work experience punditry, today doing television. And, of course, we tell her that it's a leg up into the industry. It isn't. It's just that we have to pay her. Right, the next bit of the programme contains these things. It contains a big debate, of course, the big debate at three. There will be somebody who has a hope and a dream, somebody with a Kickstarter project who is begging for coin. We'll be talking to them on the radio about their product they are hawking. There will also be a game of band or blend of tea on the way in the last half an hour of the programme. All to play for then. Talk Radio in the afternoons. Victoria's going to have the news next.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
I've just put the fire out using the fire hose. It's quite exciting, actually, when you step towards the fire. I thought I'd be quite scared about it, but it's quite imposing. The flames are about 10 foot high and 3 foot wide, but no, I really enjoyed it. It was really quite exhilarating when I was on the big hose. I think the problem I found is that it's really loud and you could hardly hear what was going on when it's time to stop, but it was great fun. But we certainly got wet. The big 12 foot spray of water came up.
Turn off.
You've just done some firefighting. How was it?
Yeah, it was good fun. It was a good insight to the training we'll be doing, you know, when we eventually get boarding the ship after initial training.
Were you nervous at first about the fire?
Yeah, I was a bit because I didn't know how much kickback was going to be from the hose, but yeah, it was a good experience. Good fun.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
Ann Davis?
Yeah?
Winston Wolfe. You were on your way to work when you got whacked from behind.
Yes, it was horrible.
Well, I know someone who put you out of your misery. Here they are now.
Taxi for Ann.
If your car isn't drivable after an accident, Direct Line will get you a taxi. Now it's time you disappeared. We don't want to be late, do we?
Car recovery and a taxi to continue your journey after an accident. Can your car insurance do that? Comprehensive cover required. Taxi booked to one destination within the UK. Terms and conditions apply.
At Trade Point, we've got over 290 stores nationwide, open early till late, 7 days a week. So you'll never be too far from everything you need to get the job done. Trade Point.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Good news. I'm getting a pay rise.
I'm getting a pay rise too.
So am I.
That's because from the 1st of April, the national minimum wage
and the national living wage
will be going up.
What's more, it's your legal right to receive it.
Find out if you're due a pay rise too.
Check your pay at gov.uk/checkyourpay.
The national minimum wage.
And the national living wage.
It's a step up in pay.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Just gone 3 o'clock. Victoria's got the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, difficult time for family of Westminster victims, Scottish Brexit talks and a hit and run arrest.
Talk Radio.
The family of a US tourist killed in the Westminster terror attacks as they've been through a humbling and difficult experience. Kurt Cochran died in the attack while his wife Melissa suffered serious injuries when she was hit by the car being driven by Khalid Massoud. Her brother Clint Payne has paid tribute.
The most difficult part of all of this is that Kurt is no longer with us, and we miss him terribly. He was an amazing individual who loved everyone and tried to make the world a better place.
It comes as social media companies like WhatsApp are being criticised by ministers for potentially allowing terrorists to communicate undetected. A major anti-terror exercise will take place in Scotland later this year. It'll be in October and will test how the emergency services respond to an attack. Theresa May met officers from Police Scotland, which will act as the lead force.
Police Scotland is the second biggest police force across the United Kingdom, and it has capabilities and capacity that is important, and it's right that we test their interaction with other police forces across the United Kingdom as part of keeping us all safe.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister is due to meet Nicola Sturgeon in just 2 days before she starts the official Brexit process. Holyrood is expected to pass a vote in favour of seeking a second Scottish independence referendum tomorrow. The First Minister wants to stay in the European Union. A 27-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving after a 4-year-old girl died in a hit-and-run on Merseyside. Violet Grace Ewens was walking through St Helens with her grandmother when they were struck by a stolen Ford Fiesta on Friday afternoon. And Chinese firm MTR and First Group will take over the Southwest Trains franchise from Stagecoach, promising to create jobs and improve services. But a union says it will mean the Chinese state will now make a killing at UK taxpayers' expense.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Another mostly sunny day with highs of 16
That's
degrees.
That's the shortest weather you've ever done today.
Yet you still interrupt it.
Well, no. I mean, literally, there's normally more information than that.
Just sunny everywhere, is probably. It?
Probably.
I mean, I started off the day in the Midlands and it was really dull there, but I was led to believe it was going to get better.
So you haven't checked? Because we're a national radio station.
I know.
With a broad outlook. And that yeah. was, I don't know what whether that was just, I'll be honest though, when Tanya was in for you when you were on holiday.
What about her?
She'd just look out the window.
She would?
She'd just go something like that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say how amazing she was and how she doesn't make any mistakes, unlike me, who apparently can't read. Yep, I know you were horrible about me when I was away.
Yep. So, Victoria, thank you very much indeed for your comprehensive look at the meteorological events.
I'm going to do updated weather for 3:30.
All right. It's bonus news as well, though.
Yes.
Don't forget that.
Yes.
Bonus news for 3:30. That's where Victoria has to make the time up because her bulletins are shorter. Today, she brings us her favourite. It's going to be animal news.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be animal, vegetable or mineral on consecutive days because that covers everything off today, animal news. Do you want to tease us as to what animals might be involved in your news? Just a little...
A pug, a tortoise and an owl.
An owl. Mm-hmm. How timely and fortuitous. For now, Ben has the pre-recorded sport live from Owl's Tea Party.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former Liverpool winger Luis Garcia is backing his old club to qualify for next season's Champions League. They occupy fourth place with 9 Premier League games left to play. They're 4 and 6 points clear of Manchester United and Arsenal respectively, both of whom have 2 games in hand. England manager Gareth Southgate says Jermaine Defoe can definitely make his World Cup squad should England qualify. The Sunderland striker scored in his first international game in almost 4 years yesterday. Southgate says Defoe now just needs to perform at club level.
It's really important that we're able to call upon the likes of Jermaine and for him to have the impact that he had. But if he's scoring goals in the Premier League and playing as well as he has this season, then there's absolutely no reason why he couldn't.
Finally, tennis. Andy Murray's elbow injury could keep him out of Britain's Davis Cup quarter-final against France next week. The world number one isn't able to serve yet and is being forced to rest. Murray pulled out of this week's tournament in Florida with the problem. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Ben. Ben there with the sport. It's it was from a... Oh. From Owl's Tea Party this afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. It is a Monday. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now it's time for the big debate. As United Airlines refuse, apparently, to allow 2 girls wearing leggings onto one of their flights. This is in the papers today, of course. The dangers of those items of clothing is only too apparent. Home Secretary Amber Rudd has demanded access to anyone wearing leggings, saying there should be a back door built into them, as they could be used to hide terrorism. But manufacturers of leggings have said that allowing access to them is an invasion of privacy. But the question is, of course, at what cost? After all, the last attack on the Houses of Parliament by terrorist Guy Fawkes in 1605, it was discovered that he and his co-conspirators were wearing hosiery of the exact kind that was worn by men in the 17th century. And I think that tells us all we need to know. Also around that time, of course, breeches came in for men around about 1605. And it is from breech, of course, that we get the modern phrase in breach of law, which according to United Airlines, leggings are. And according to the law, so is terrorism. But the thing is, and the question remains, is all this kind of government snooping creating an environment that we want to live in? On the line is Jeff, who's called Talk Radio this afternoon on 03444. Hello, Jeff. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Hello, John. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for calling in, Jeff. It's good to talk to you.
Pleasure.
Yes. Now, you have... we were talking about the environment there. What kind of environment do we want to live in? The answer that I believe you're calling in with is you don't want to live in any kind of environment whatsoever. Is that right?
Absolutely. Bang on the correct money currency there,
right,
John. I could just do without it, if I'm honest. I mean, I blame the French.
Yeah.
They were the first ones to start talking about, you know, environment, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, and ever since then, we've had to pay for carrier bags, pick up dog poo, yeah, I believe,
yeah,
and watch our emissions. I mean, I emit a lot.
Do
and
you?
I've got the time to, you know, all the energy, all the paper, really, to keep tabs on my blow-offs.
Right, OK. Well, it's an interesting point of view, isn't it? Because all of it, I mean, that's the thing about the environment, of course. It contains everything in it. Air, water, plants, animals.
Yeah, it's too much, really. It's too much.
Well, it's interesting.
It's just to keep it in a bag or something, you know.
Yeah, so you think... So, well, that's interesting. Are you saying we should keep some environment with us for whenever we need it, in a bag,
but get rid of
the wider environment, yeah?
Oh, yeah, go, you know, just like whatever. I'm not bothered, really. But keep it there.
Right, contained. Yeah, all right. Stay there, Jeff. Stay on the line for me.
Yeah, I'm going to. Yeah, I've got nothing else to do.
Oh, good. I want to bring in Gladys. Good afternoon, Gladys.
Hello, John.
Hello, Gladys. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Good. I'm fine, thank you. But lovely. Now, you've heard Jeff there. Now, Jeff does a lot of blow-offs, and that goes, yes, to the... I mean, that adds to the environment, doesn't it? And he's saying, why do we need the wider environment? Now, he has a point. He's saying, if you need some environment, why not carry it around with you, personal environment, in a little bag, and we get rid of the wider elements of air, water, plants and animals, because it's interaction of species with the planet that causes the environment, isn't it, Gladys?
It is, John. Yes. You see, where I live, are you familiar with Kettering?
I once went to Wicksteed Park.
Oh, they've got a train.
Good. So, what?
Did you go on the train?
Yes.
Lovely. I've been on that myself. Right, so I live near Kettering, and it's quite an inhospitable environment. There's lots of groups of kids. He shout things at you. This morning, someone shouted, "Hello, funky legs."
Yeah.
Right. And it's not nice, right? So I agree with Jeff on that.
Right, but
there's lots of lovely animals, and in my attic, there's a lot of squirrels, and not once has one of those squirrels said, "Hello, funky legs."
Right, so you're saying then the environment in which squirrels can live and interact with the planet is a better one than one in which reckless, rude youths living.
Absolutely. With squirrels and birds, I'm happy.
Right. So you want to keep... Okay, I understand. Right, there you go, Jeff. Right, so, Jeff, by your argument, Gladys there, who would like squirrels and birds...
Hello.
...to be in the environment, would...
Right.
So you would be happy, would you, to carry a squirrel and a bird around in a bag?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, put a bit of air... Maybe put air holes in it.
Yeah.
They need air, don't they, them squirrels?
They do, yeah, but here's the point. Air holes, of course, that lets some of the environment in, because the air is part of the environment, isn't it?
So, air holes.
Yes, so you're letting air in the air holes, and that's coming from outside in the environment. You see what I mean? You're contradicting yourself in your own argument here, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff, are you actually saying these animals need to breathe?
Am I hoisting myself up by my own petard?
You are, Jeff, yes. Good. It's like you've constructed an enormous petard. And
unbelievable.
Yeah, and you've hoisted
We've
yourself.
We've won, John. We've won. Goodbye.
No, let's not finish yet, Gladys, because...
Where's she gone?
Time to fill. Could you... I want you to put a number on the environment. Let's start there. Put a number on the environment, if you would. Gladys first, just put a number on it.
Seven.
Okay, seven environment. All right, that's interesting. What about you, Jeff? You've called in, right? But there's obviously a lot to do with the environment here, right? Yeah. So you put a number on the environment, if you would.
-7.
Right, that's the opposite of Gladys, though, isn't it?
Very much so, yes.
Okay, that's interesting. How wide should the environment be, Gladys? How wide?
Shepherd.
Another seven?
Shepherd.
No, not shepherd, seven. Are you saying the environment? No, you silly old woman. We're saying that the environment should be seven wide. Is that what you're saying?
Look.
Answer the question, Gladys. It's not difficult.
I'm tired. John, I've already been called funky legs this morning. I do not need this as well.
Jeff, how wide should the environment be?
Seven.
All right. Now, look, if you're going to take the environment out of the equation, right? Now, shut up, I'm talking. Stop, be quiet. You said we should take the environment and carry it around in a bag, right? You want to get rid of it. Right, fine. Everyone understands that argument. But what are you going to do with the animals? Now, if you think about the last time animals were locked up, you can't just jail them, right? The last time animals were locked up was an ark, wasn't it? It was an ark in the... of the Covenant or something. I may have that slightly wrong. But there was an ark, and it had animals in it, and they all came out at the end of Indiana Jones and melted everyone's faces off. Is that what you want, Jeff? Is that what you want?
Well, it's their own fault for looking at it. Well, that's
what sort of argument is that?
What goes around comes around. You open a box, you look inside it, and light comes out. You're going to get blinded, or worse, your face melts off.
All right, but if you're going to open a box in an environment, is there an environment or not?
No. What?
Never been to Wickstead Park. It's a fantastic environment around there. They've got trains.
Yeah, I know they've got trains. Look, think about the worst environments in the world. What have you got? Venus, Chernobyl, Centre Parks, right? All horrible, right? Yep. And uninhabited most of the time by anyone normal. There's the argument, isn't it?
Fair enough. You know what? I don't normally concede this early, but you've made valid points, both of you.
Yeah.
And who am I to get in the way of progress?
Have you heard about this trial they're doing in Sweden?
Oh, good.
Sweden.
That's another place that's got an environment, hasn't it?
Well, there's a clinic in Sweden you can go to. It's like you've got Dignitas in Switzerland, where they will kill your relatives. This is one. They've got one in Sweden where you can take the environment, and you like it, they'll put it down for you.
Oh,
right?
Lovely.
So, Jeff, I mean, presumably you're agreeing with that.
Yeah, I presume it's humane.
Yeah, it's humane, yeah. They just basically suck the environment up with a Hoover.
Oh, lovely, yes. Yes, Dyson...
Yes.
Good.
Right.
Coronation Street does that.
What?
Dyson.
The environment up with the Hoover. Is he gone?
How much should the environment be overall, yes or no?
Seven.
We must leave the debate. Jeff, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
Unsustainable.
Gladys?
Squirrels.
Thank you. Right, what do you think? Let's find out. What do you think? That's what they think about the environment. Jeff, very much against the idea. Gladys, for it. Do we need the environment in post-Brexit Britain? We've got soft cheese and staple guns now. Why the hell do we need the environment? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
like. I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
At TradePoint, we've got over 290 stores nationwide, open early till late, 7 days a week. So you'll never be too far from everything you need to get the job done.
Your business is growing. Fantastic. But you need to hire fast. Enter Indeed.com. Already used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, you'll find more great candidates and sooner on Indeed. Find your next hire on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. World's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
I'm James. I'm in year 10. Last term, we watched a film about penguin behaviour in maths. But weirdly, it helped me get how probability works. Random.
The whole class thought it was random. I used a penguin documentary I saw to explain probability models. James laughed the most, but his grades improved the most too. I teach year 10. I'm Miss Ogan.
Apply now, and you could get a £25,000 tax-free bursary to train as a teacher. Search Get Into Teaching. Subject to eligibility. Selected subjects only.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Starting on the westbound side of the M4 through Berkshire, a lane closed due to a breakdown between junction 10 for the A329M at Wokingham and 11 for Reading. And two problems to tell you about in the Midlands. First of all, the southbound side of the M42, a lane closed due to an accident, junction 9 for the M6 toll, down towards 8 for the M6. And the southbound side of the M6, three lanes are closed due to an accident between 5 at Castle Bromwich, down towards junction 4A for the link with the M42. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
The whirlwind that breaks with every dawn. The traffic, the bickers, the uniforms, the tempest, the school run. Yet in these four doors, there's calm within the storm. The rolling thunder of engines unmoving, beeping, screeching, yet never intruding. Our head-rested screens and panoramic viewing. Our calm within the storm. A blizzard of bat chat, a gale force of hair, six studious cyclones sweep into the chairs and instantly hushed as the school runners glare at our calm within the storm. The all-new Land Rover Discovery with rear seat entertainment screens and device charging across all seven seats for serenity, even in the wildest of storms. Search all-new Discovery, Land Rover, above and beyond.
Some features are optional and at an extra cost. Visit landrover.co.uk for more information.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a lot of your reactions coming in, of course, to today's big debate. The environment. It's always a hot topic, isn't it? But the question is, do we need it anymore? Jeff said not. He called in, according to Talk Radio, 03444991000. He said, get rid of it. Just if you want some environment, carry some around you with you in a little bag and then use it whenever you like. Gladys, very much for the environment, of course, particularly Wicksteed Park near Kettering. Very keen on the environment there, although I have been, and it is not that good. Reactions that have been coming in, Cornelius.
John, I'm surprised you guys haven't mentioned a hostel environment, which has lots of bunk beds and communal shower blocks, etc.
Yeah.
But that's full of foreigners, so get them out. That's coming from a racist. Thank you very much for getting in touch. Continue listening to Talk Radio.
Yeah.
John, Enviro sounds like a terrible flavour of mint. That's coming from an idiot.
Thank you very much indeed. John, of course, what about, talk about the environment, what about atmosphere? What specifically about Russ Abbott's Atmosphere, the hit song from the late 1980s, possibly early 90s, I don't really know, John, but what about the atmosphere at Russ Abbott? Russ Abbott's Atmosphere, that had the atmosphere of Venus, didn't it, John, which is sulfuric acid? Russ Abbott's party, where that happened, everyone died, I think, on that. Yeah. John, young people can't even afford to live in the environment anymore. That's the state of the world we live in. How on earth is somebody under 30 supposed to even get on the environment ladder? Government have promised more environments by 2019. Of course, 40,000 is the number they've put on that. But who's going to pay for it? John, is it the taxpayer? I suppose it probably is. And Amber Rudd, of course, the Home Secretary today, has said the government want to access the environment by the back door. At the moment, the environment, of course, is encrypted, but she's saying that terrorists tend to use the environment, they tend to use it all the time to get from place to place by travelling through it. And if we shut it down, or the government had access to the environment, they'd know exactly where the terrorists were and they would be stopped. Interesting, isn't it? Do we need the environment in post-Brexit Britain? We've got soft cheese now and staple guns, so why would we need it? Get in touch, 8732.
Message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word talk if you're texting, and any word you'd like if you're tweeting.
Thank you very much. That was a bit professional of you. All right, so let's now go to the weekend and talk to drunk people. Regular listeners will know that our irregular Monday feature is very simply called Alco Vox Pops. It's where we go out onto the streets at the weekend, late at night on a Friday or a Saturday, to wait for the people falling out drunk of pubs and clubs and bars. And we shove microphones in their faces to ask them what they think of the week's news. It's a Vox Pop, certainly, like you've heard on other programmes, but with alcohol. It's an Alco Vox Pop, if you will. We did it on Saturday. Here's what happened.
Do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions for the radio? Is that okay? Here's one. Bit of a grim week, wasn't it, last week? What do you do to cheer yourself up?
I look at the internet on certain sites. That's about it, really.
Well, what do you do, Daisy?
Well, I've just met this lovely Canadian guy tonight.
Is like, wow.
And he's cheered up my whole weekend.
I don't do anything to cheer myself up. I have to get through the day like everybody else does with their two kids.
Drink a lot. Play on the PlayStation. Probably like, drink whiskey and
normally, I just have a but I like to find comedy on telly. That normally cheers me up.
Basically, I go out and drink with my friends.
UKIP's only MP resigned. If it was up to you, what should Douglas Carswell do now?
Go back to his day job.
Probably emigrate. He should just leave the country.
Well, he needs to go and think about his actions, doesn't he? Like, I'm gonna put him in heaven in a gay club in London or a powerhouse. And then make them dance forever on the podium.
Probably cook breakfast for migrants.
Just give up and go back to a normal person's job.
Just sit in a chair.
Go to McDonald's.
I have absolutely no opinion on anybody in UKIP, but tell me the question again.
So on the night we're recording this, you're drunk, the clocks go forward an hour by the time you get home. What do you wish you'd done in that hour?
Drink whiskey. And
well, I've got to get a train at 9 o'clock. So that's 8 o'clock in the morning, isn't it?
Have an extra hour in bed.
Well, we would be getting to know each other.
So we need that extra hour, don't we?
We need that extra hour
back
in order to get to know each other better.
So the clocks are going to go forward
in the hour. Honestly, do I get more sleep in that hour?
I don't know, like some invoicing.
Party's a little bit longer. Sorry.
I agree. I would party, drink a bit more.
That spare hour. Oh, drink more with you, Joe. Just party more with you.
Yes. Yeah.
Drunk people. Canvassed for their opinions on the week's news. Proof there, if proof were needed, that you shouldn't ask drunk people for their opinions on the week's news.
The time change really seemed to affect them this week. They sounded much worse.
Alco Vox Pops on the radio. Okay then, in the next half an hour of the programme cometh these things. Victoria's bonus news. and a game of band or blend of tea. We're British, goddammit, and in the face of adversity, we drink the tea. And therefore, can you tell the difference between the name of a band and the name of a blend of tea? That's today's game. There may well be a meaty souvenir up for grabs of your time spent on the radio with us. A meaty souvenir. Chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg, which we also throw into the mix because we're not racist. All on the way before 4 o'clock. However, today's texting as well. Let's rattle through. Yeah, do you remember that? Yeah, remember that? Gary Barlow. Gary Barlow, out of off of Take That, has said he's going to be playing a cameo role in the new Star Wars film. That has led us down the alleyway route of music and sci-fi. We've seen a smattering of Mel C 3POs this afternoon already. I Want Chewbacca for Good has come in. That's a good one. Yep. We've had many R2-U2s as well. Robbie Williams Shatner has come in. Andrew Higgins, Battlestar Elastica, could be the frontrunner so far. But what have you got there, Cornelius? What's been going on?
This is from my friend and yours. This is Twitter name. It says Obi-40 Kenobi. That's quite good. UB40.
Okay, fine. Yeah, all right. Gavit, Sigourney Weaver.
It's good.
She was an alien, Cornelius. She's an actress.
So, yeah, no, I don't get it.
Never mind.
At all.
I'm getting it. Gary's been on. Hello, Gary. K9 Inch Nails.
Yep.
Yeah, good. Darth Brooks.
Don't get that.
Garth Brooks, country star. Darth Vader, space. Dr. Hootie and the Blowfish. Good. Very good, Gary. Cornelius, what else have you got there?
Heddy on Twitter has just said, the Space Girls. Very good.
All right, fine.
Really strong. And Shuffle has said, Edwin Star Wars.
Yeah.
I don't know who Edwin Starr is, though.
We don't know who Edwin Starr is.
No, should I?
Yes. Alex has said, Simply Red Leader standing by.
Don't get that one.
Okay, have you ever seen Star Wars?
I haven't seen most of these films.
Up. You only watch his CBeebies story time. Right, okay. Things are on the way. I've already explained what, so I'm not doing it again. It's exactly 3:30, and ahead of her bonus news is Victoria with the actual news on Talk Radio. Yeah.
Talk Radio.
Ministers say messaging firms like WhatsApp should be doing more to help anti-terror investigations. Downing Street wants companies to let the security services have access to the last communication sent by the man responsible for the Westminster attack. It comes as the family of one of the victims, Kurt Cochran from Utah, has given a press conference. His brother-in-law, Clint Payne, says they've been touched by the response from the public.
So many people have been so kind, and we are deeply touched by their goodness and generosity. Your notes, prayers, donations, and love have helped us so much.
The Prime Minister has promised to build a more united nation as Britain leaves the European Union. Theresa May is meeting Scotland's First Minister. Nicola Sturgeon wants a second Scottish independence referendum and to stay in the EU. There's no deal for Northern Ireland. Sinn Féin and the Democratic Unionist Party are blaming each other for the breakdown of power-sharing talks. The Northern Ireland Secretary now has to decide what to do next, with more negotiations, another election, or even direct rule from Westminster, all possibilities. BT has been given a record fine for not paying compensation when high-speed internet lines weren't installed on time. Ofcom found the company abused its position by not paying its rivals, who rely on its infrastructure to offer broadband. 270 medical undergraduates at Glasgow University will have to resit an exam. Lecturers found evidence of cheating by some on social media. And as we've just been hearing, Gary Barlow is to make a cameo in the next Star Wars film. The Take That star says he's not a stormtrooper, but he did confirm he's definitely in it. The weather dry and chilly tonight with lows of 5 degrees. Tomorrow's going to become cloudy with showery outbreaks of rain spreading across many southern and central parts, perhaps turning heavy and thundery. Some sunshine too, but feeling notably warmer in the east, which will see highs of 17. There's more in half an hour.
That was a little bit more detailed that time, I'll give you that. The
did
weather
you like that?
Bulletins were 3 seconds long earlier, which means you had to make up more time.
No.
But then you did bonus weather there, technically.
All right, John.
All right. Thanks, Victoria. It's time for bonus news, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, animal news, vegetable news and mineral news, they are the bonus news categories, and we do them on consecutive days. By far and away, it's fair to say that Victoria's favourite is animal news, which is what she's got today in a moment. However, it's also fair to say that her bulletins are small, because they used to be bigger, but they've shrunk. And the problem there is they're only 2 minutes long now, and she gets paid the same money. So this is why she has to bring us bonus news. Today, it's...
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
It's Animal News.
John, can you just cut the music for the first story,
Victoria.
Please?
Yes, Victoria.
Thanks. So a puppy has died after it was blown into a harbour, and it drowned due to the weight of her knitted jumper. Dora the pug.
What? That's awful.
Isn't it? Are you laughing?
No.
It sounds like you're laughing.
No way. That's terrible.
So Dora the pug.
Why are you telling us this horrible news?
I just felt like we needed to do some hard-hitting stuff.
All right, okay, go for it.
So Dora the pug, had won Best Dressed Dog Awards at festivals before, but she couldn't cope when she was blown into the freezing North Sea. And her owner, Rita, who... put her in this jumper, which is a killer jumper, says she's heartbroken and has called it a freak accident.
Well, it is an accident, isn't it? The wind caught the dog, presumably.
Yeah.
And threw it into the...
Maybe don't dress your dog up.
Well, that's the advice I think we
all
take. Not near water.
Apparently Dora used to wear minion costumes as well. She's well known in her area.
Right.
Anyway, rest in peace, Dora.
Yes, very much so. Well, what happened? Did she get fished out? What happened to Dora?
I think someone tried to jump in and they just couldn't do it. They couldn't save her.
What sort of uniform? What sort of jumper was it?
It was a red and black stripy jumper.
Like sort of Dennis the Menace.
Possibly, yes.
Well, there you go. Let it be known that that's a menace to a dog.
Yeah.
No jumpers.
Okay, we can get the music back on.
Okay,
now.
Fine.
Next up, this is a suggestion from Sarah Butler, who got in touch with Talk Radio, as you can do as well. So, a man has started a campaign to help a stray puppy found on the streets of Corfu make a new life in Australia. So, Sakis Philippus wants to rehome Arnie, who apparently gets beaten up by cats. And
what?
That's what it says in the GoFundMe page.
Okay.
And he's worried he won't survive if he leaves Greece to go back to Australia.
Yes.
So far he's raised £340, but he's aiming for £2,000, as it's expensive for dogs to emigrate.
He gets beaten up by cats.
Yes, it's a scared little puppy.
What type of pussy would be big enough to beat up a dog?
There are so many different types of cats. Street cats.
Vicious, aren't they?
Feral. Mm. Vicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, if you want to see a picture of Dora, rest in peace, or Arnie, then they're on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E.
Yes, we know. Is there... so you've got to look at the documentary evidence of cat-dog attack, because is it in Lady and the Tramp, where Lady is menaced by some cats?
Quite possibly, John.
Siamese cats, the most vicious of all cats.
And they sing, and it's annoying.
We are Siamese, if you please. I think that's racist now, but anyway, that, it wasn't back then when the film came out, was it? So
you have to say conjoined now.
You do,
conjoined
cats. Conjoined cats, that's what I'm saying.
Anyway,
joined
a pet...
together at the whiskers.
Can I carry on?
Yes.
A pet tortoise that thinks he's a dog has been filmed frantically chasing his ball around at home. So in the video, you can see Bubba chasing the purple ball around his owner's living room, which is in Aylesbury, with surprising speed. And he looks like he's going faster than the average tortoise speed, which is less than 0.2 miles an hour.
Why
is this confusing?
Does he throw the ball for the tortoise, or does the tortoise just...
It's just the tortoise is chasing around, headbutting it.
Right. Does it fetch?
Well, I don't know if it fetches. The video wasn't that long.
Right.
Plus, I had to do the actual news. Oh. And finally... Oh. Cornelius's spirit animal. This has come from Jagged Seam on Twitter, and it's basically Cornelius, which is a cute corgi whose eyes both face in the right direction.
No.
So it sounds exactly like me.
No.
Cute and my eyes both face in the right direction.
No, that's not true. I'm looking at your eyes now. They're going in different ways.
Yeah.
It's on Instagram, but you can see an awesome picture on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, but B-O-U-R-N-E. Or you can search hashtag animal news. I don't think you're cute.
She's like...
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
It's Animal News. All right, and there it was. She's right there, Cornelius. Your eyes do look in different directions. For those that aren't familiar with Cornelius, if you're not a regular listener, Cornelius basically has the eyes and face of Sid the Sloth from Ice Age. Had it made
a
love to the
corgi.
Actor Marty Feldman, the late Marty Feldman, whose eyes looked in different directions as well.
Do you reckon it was named after me?
Their offspring is technically Cornelius.
But it's really weird because the offspring is going out with its mother.
There you go, then. That ties in as well, because Cornelius went on a date with his own mum.
That's not true.
She taught him how to kiss her
to practice dates.
A dog did that.
No, your mum.
Your mum.
You're supposed to be a respected newsreader.
I never said that.
Jokes like that.
I never said that. I like Tanya Snugs, who, by the way, went before I went away on holiday, and I was telling her about Animal News, Vegetable News, Mineral News. She was like, I'm a serious broadcaster. And she didn't want to do it. But she did.
Well, that's just testament to her professionalism.
Yeah.
But is it?
Yep. Yeah.
So are you suggesting I'm professional?
No,
we're suggesting that Tanya Snugs take over from you.
Oh, thanks.
Victoria, thank you very much for that. That was lovely.
That's okay. And thank you for the suggestions, listeners.
Yes, keep them coming in.
Yeah.
It saves Victoria from doing any work.
The animal news desk.
Yeah.
Or the vegetable news desk.
Say, people in the office now come to me with suggestions as well. They're like, oh, is it animal news desk?
There you go.
They never bother with minerals.
I thought you were going to do a story about a winky owl.
Oh, yeah, the two listener suggestions trump the winky owl.
All right, nothing should trump a winky owl, but it has. All right, fine. Victoria, thank you very much for sharing whatever that was. In the next bit of the programme, we will bring you...
More dead dogs!
No, we will not, but we will bring you... Absolutely not. We will bring you dead sheep, dead cows, and dead lamb, and dead vegetables, as those are available as a souvenir for spending time with us on the radio. Today's game of Band or is a game of Band or Blend of Tea. Ask me why.
Why?
Because
why?
We're British, god darn it. Gosh darn it. And we're British. And in the face of adversity, we drink tea. And there's lots of different blends of tea, and they've got silly names. So is it a band or is it tea? We'll play it next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In March, we've got 10 litres of Dulux Trade Super Matte White and Emulsion for only £24.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Britain, it's March, a month where the most exciting things to happen are grey skies, spring showers, and Crufts. So if you're sitting inside dreaming about April, then snap out of it. Because EE has mega deals in store throughout March. Save £180 on a super fast 4G SIM and get 20 gigabytes for just $19.99 per month. Chop chop, these offers won't last forever. March in store now for even more mega March deals.
Offer ends 4th of April 2017. Minimum term applies. Other terms apply. See ee.co.uk.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with click and collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating store, subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Good news. I'm getting a pay rise.
I'm getting a pay rise too.
So am I.
That's because from the 1st of April, the national minimum wage...
and the national living wage...
will be going up.
What's more, it's your legal right to receive it.
Find out if you're due a pay rise too.
Check Your Pay at gov.uk/checkyourpay.
The National Minimum Wage.
And the National Living Wage.
It's a step up in pay.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Big problems on the clockwise side of the M25 through Kent at the moment. Completely blocked due to an accident between Junction 1A for the A282 and Junction 1B at Dartford. Queues back towards the QE2 bridge as a result. Westbound side of the M4 in Berkshire, breakdown closes one lane between Junction 10 and 11 for Reading, and a rolling roadblock in place on the southbound side of the M42 due to an accident between Junction 8 for the M6 and Junction 7A. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
The whirlwind that breaks with every dawn. The traffic, the bickers, the uniforms, the tempest, the school run. Yet in these four doors, there's calm within the storm. The rolling thunder of engines unmoving, beeping, screeching, yet never intruding. Our head-rested screens and panoramic viewing. Our calm within the storm. A blizzard of bat chat, a gale force of hair, six studious cyclones sweep into the chairs and instantly hushed as the school runners glare at our calm within the storm. The all-new Land Rover Discovery with rear seat entertainment screens and device charging across all seven seats for serenity, even in the wildest of storms. Search all-new Discovery, Land Rover, above and beyond.
Some features are optional and at an extra cost. Visit landrover.co.uk for more information.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Yes, Sam Delaney with you from 4 o'clock here on Talk Radio. Before that, however, there's a small matter of the news, of course, today. The battle for Mosul, of course, the US coalition, US-led coalition, attempted to recapture the old city, but concerns over civilian casualties. We are getting a lot about Brexit, of course, in the news today. Article 50 will be triggered on Wednesday.
Oh.
Yes. There will be the introduction of a new pound coin tomorrow. It will have 12 sides. It's
a dodecagon.
That's right, shaped like a dinosaur. That's why they've got to alter all of the machines, because they've got to alter the slots to fit dinosaur-shaped coins in. Dodecagon. So there's a lot of a lot of news around, but it's very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. No, or your eyes, because they're looking... but it's all right, because loads of people have the same problem. That's why we are here, and it's to help you get to the bottom of current affairs. And we do that by, providing you, like Amber Rudd wants backdoor access to WhatsApp, we give you backdoor access to the news by going around the back of it, where you'll find five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Cheryl gives birth to a baby. She once punched a toilet attendant.
Lest we forget. Is where we go now for... It is time to play today's game on the radio. And for those who take part, meaty souvenirs afoot. Jamie's on the phone. Hi, Jamie.
Hello, good afternoon. How are we doing?
Good afternoon. I'm very well, Jamie. And Well, you know, let's have a little bit of banter, Jamie. How are you and where are you?
Not bad, thank you very much. I'm actually I'm calling from Amblemore, but from Northumberland, so not quite Scotland, not quite Newcastle, right bang in the middle.
Bang in the middle there. Okay, I detect an element of north in you, certainly. And the only reason I can understand anything you're saying is because on a daily basis I have to work with our system producer Cass, who's also from this place called the North, and is incomprehensible. But you're doing all right, I have to say.
Fantastic, good.
Much obliged. What do you do up there in the north, Jamie?
In the north, so in my spare time I do a bit of DJing myself on the weekend. So you're probably aware of a little place called Alnwick, which is where Harry Potter and the Chamber of the Secrets was actually filmed.
Oh, right.
For the castle. So I do a bit of DJing on the weekend of that, try and play a bit of football and do a bit of...
Well, while you're DJing, because that's not going to go well.
Pardon?
Nothing. So did you do you DJ in the castle?
In Hogwarts.
I wish, yeah. Mr. DJ Harry Potter here. Yeah. No, I DJ at a place called Mail House.
Yep.
Just do a bit of, on the weekend there. So right. Standard 10 or 2 shift there. So I
nice. Get, what's your what's your musical genre, Jamie? Do you
anything from, let's say, Tiesto to a bit of Elvis Presley. So very, very wide variety of different tunes.
All right, and do you do kind of events, or is it a, what's your...
We do the standard residency on a Saturday, but we do different events, so we could do anything from doing an R&B night to doing a 50s, 60s, 70s and 80s night, so I love playing anything different.
Yep.
Nice.
Okay. Fantastic.
All right. Well, listen, here's your chance, right, to... Well, show your knowledge of both music, which ties into your life, and also tea, right? Because, we're British, are we not, Jamie?
Yes, indeed we are.
Indeed. And what happens in the face of adversity? We drink the tea, don't we?
Indeed we do.
Mm-hmm. And obviously it's been a bit of a grim week last week, so we thought, why not just channel our Britishness and play a game of band or tea. Now, there are, of course, many kinds of tea, different blends, they've all got different names. All you have to do is, if you like, I'm going to say filter, it's a tea reference there, the band names from the tea names. It's that simple. Cornelius is going to be playing against you.
Hello, Jamie.
Hi, are you all right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So, a band or tea, okay. Oh, I need to ask you, of course, should you be victorious, Jamie, which meat could we give you as a souvenir? Your choice is chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg, because we cater for everyone and we're not racist.
We're not racist. We'll go for the chicken.
Chicken. Strong choice, Jamie. A spring chicken this spring day.
Yeah.
Okay, stand by then. Here we go. Band or tea? Ass podcast is through the glass. She's keeping score. Here we go then. Alphabetical order. Jamie and Cornelius. Jamie first. Samovar. Samovar. Is that
Samovar,
a tea?
Go for tea.
It is a tea. A samovar is a tea. Very good.
What a guess.
Cornelius.
Mm-hmm.
Gunpowder.
Gunpowder.
Yeah.
Band.
It's a green tea.
Yeah, I bet it's a band. Yeah. I bet there's a gun band.
It's not what I've got written on the card, though, so...
Not a card.
Bellwether. Bellwether.
Probably tea as well.
Is a band. Oh,
no.
Band. Rainflower. Cornelius. Rainflower.
Band.
Is a green tea.
Oh, well, they're all green
tea. Not all green tea, no, but that one. Fruity Garden.
I'm just going to say a band.
It's a tea. Fruity Garden is a tea.
Keep giving a hint,
Lady Orchid.
Band.
Tea. Coconut Teaser. Jamie.
Coconut Teaser. Tea. It's got to be.
It's a band.
No way.
Yeah, joking.
Raspberry Dream, according to you.
Tea.
Yeah, it is.
Yes,
tea. Yeah.
Finally!
Tangerine Dream, Jamie.
tea, please.
It's a banner, it's a banner. Oh, tangerine dreamer, a banner. Oh, God. Oh, God. Wet dream.
Oh, bad.
Yes. Oolong. Oolong.
Well, I've said tea every time and it's been wrong, so I'll say it again.
Not tea.
Tea.
It is a tea. It's
yeah.
a tea. He got there. He's in. He's in. It's a tea. Cornelius.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Dong tea bag.
What?
Dong tea bag. Band or
band?
Tea? It's a tea.
Who's
it's
gonna
a tea. It's a tea. You ever popped a dong in a cup? It's a tea. A refreshing brew. It's a tea. Lapido. It's not French.
Band.
It's a band, yeah. L-A-P-I-D-O. Wolfberry. Wolfberry.
Band.
It's a tea. It's a tea. Band or blend of tea, Jamie. Steaming wolf penis.
Band.
Is a band, is absolutely right. Yeah.
Funny name for a tea, that mate.
Isn't it, wouldn't it, though? wouldn't surprise me, though, to be honest. Cornelius.
Yes.
Caravan. Caravan.
Tea.
Both.
I was thinking it could be both.
Both. It's both. There's a band so called Caravan and a tea called Caravan. So take 5 points off Cornelius for not getting that right.
No.
Tea leaf green. Tea leaf green.
Oh, might be a trick one, so I'm going to say a band.
It is a band, yes. And finally, Cornelius.
Yes.
Band or tea? Cleveland Steamer.
Band.
Yes. Is the right answer. So we need to go to Ask Podcast, who's through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Now, what I've got to do here, Jamie, is fire up the system to get your scores. It's a very slow system, so just bear with us as we do so.
It
takes a while to get in. To the system. This will give us your score and tell us whether or not you could be the proud owner of a chicken, courtesy of your friends at Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's getting in now. It's a very old dial-up. There we go, we're in, right. So, here we go. We're just working out the scores. So, here we go.
Sorry, I'm just winding the system up.
Oh. Just typing in all of the details.
Well, see, if I am successful, this is going on my CV, mate.
And so it should. And rightly so.
This job's not going on mine.
No. You'll have to do some work to get a CV.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to print it off.
Okay, print it off. Oh. It's quite a slow printer as well, Jamie, so just stand by while we print off. Print off your results.
Just printing.
Playing for a chicken.
Just printing.
Printing. All about the chicken. Here it comes. Oh, you see it printing out now. Come on. Come along. There we go. There we are. Excellent. Let's get out the print there. Right, so, Cass, what are the scores?
Con got -2.
Yes.
Well, no, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, you did. Because there was -5.
Yeah, well, that was stupid.
Well, that's the game. And Jamie got 5.
Which makes Jamie the
winner.
Does he get a chicken?
Yeah, right.
Yay!
Yes!
Jamie, well done. You've got yourself a chicken. You got a chicken.
Fantastic.
Well done, mate. Well done, mate. Get it on that CV. I won a chicken on Talk Radio. Even though it's not a prize, it's a meaty souvenir. Right then. Thank you, Jamie. That's just about it from us. But Sam Delaney is here because he's obliged to be, contractually speaking, because he's with you next with Drive. Hi, Sam.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, hi, Sam. Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've just been checking over my contract. That's why I've got this paper in my hand.
Contract.
Because obviously I carry my... Don't you carry your contract around with you? I doubt you've got a contract, don't you?
Honestly,
most of the people around here haven't anymore.
I've got a contract and I carry it around me all times because occasionally the management here do ask me to do very peculiar, sometimes, to my mind, overly intimate things.
Yes.
And they're always saying, well, you know, it is in your contract. So I carry a contract around me to check that out. And apparently I am obliged to be here because it's sunny outside. That's so I'd much rather be, you know, down by the river. But apparently I have to be here. So I'm going to be talking about WhatsApp and why it's responsible for all terrorism.
It is. Single-handedly, yeah.
Yeah. And sugar, why that's killing everyone.
Yep. And because of WhatsApp, I think.
Because of WhatsApp.
People WhatsApp sugar to each other.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's disgusting, and I don't see how we can fix it. No. But we're going to try between now and seven. And Marcus Chown, who is a fantastic scientist and also commentator, he'll be here to talk about gravity and the NHS. How about that?
I like that.
So that and a whole lot more.
Great. Sam Delaney with you next on the radio. We're back tomorrow on your Tuesday between 1 and 4 in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.